Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Eads. It is May the 15th, Tuesday, May the 15th, 2012. You are here with the Oliver Aguilar, Kevin Beyer, and Eric Peterson Experience Feet Matt Eads, brought to you today by Dad's Cookies.
Oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, mind you.
We have sponsors now?
Having trouble getting one of these out.
Well, yeah, but they don't actually pay us anything. We just kind of eat their cookies and
Dad's
talk about
cookies.
How good they are.
I'm jealous.
Highly
I
recommend
any.
Them.
What up, essays?
Yasses?
He says.
I'm tired, man. Again.
Yeah.
I think half the world is tired today.
I'm ill-prepared.
Only the good half is
from
tired.
From the emotional roller coaster that Diablo 3 has been taking me
it's
on.
It's not a roller coaster for you. It's a goddamn bullet train.
Yeah.
No way, man. Ups and downs, left and rights, loop-de-loops.
Yeah. Especially when it wasn't working last night.
Through.
Fuck.
Yeah, I heard I had some problems.
That was a great hour and a half launch that Kevin and I sat there and just pounded on the login button.
You guys were doing it inefficiently. Kev's like, I hope your password is short. Because basically,
I just copy and pasted it.
Yeah, that's what I did too. If you got it right last night, the queue doesn't really work very well. So everyone just kind of tries to log in at the same time.
Does this game have queue time?
Yeah.
Good.
Now it does.
I know what that is.
Where you press queue and it slows down. And the sorceress makes a bubble, and then any projectiles that enter it go slower.
It actually didn't have queue time last night. They brought it down for maintenance early today.
Now it
has
queue
time. And then they added a queue.
So it was just basically mash yourself against it yesterday and try and get in.
Yeah. I think servers went up at 1 o'clock, and Eric and I literally, for like an hour and a half, just typing our password in, hitting enter. Oh, service full. Type our password in, hit enter. Service full. Type our password in, hit enter.
The only
stalls a little bit.
The only thing
makes
that
us
I told
think we have the hope, and then kicks us back out. Server.
That
full.
Was always the worst when it like hesitated. You're like, oh.
The only way I got through it though is I kept telling myself this is just practice for once I get into the game. I was warming up my carpal tunnels there, getting them all flexed out.
Get those APMs going.
I got my beanbag.
Fat
my
APM
wrist.
For you, Diablo 3.
You yelled at me for my fat APM.
Did I?
Yeah, last night. You go, where the fuck is clicking? You know you can just hold the button down.
Oh yeah, that's right. APMs was going too fast at that time.
It's because I like to move, like, fucking just clicking, man. Move, click, click, click. League of Legends style, bro.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Apparently you don't even have to in League of Legends.
Oh.
It's just it's like,
well, color
less
me surprised.
So you said servers went up at 1 o'clock?
Yes. Well, it was midnight Pacific time, but the me being in Pacific time, they actually didn't kick on. Like I didn't even get the opportunity to start logging in until about quarter after. And then I think it was 1:20 before I finally got into a game.
Yeah, it was I think.
Oh, I guess you guys had to, at the stroke of midnight, you can install it, right?
Because you could install it all yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They had it open for early install. But, I actually got in, like, my third try logging in. So I logged in at, like, 1:15. And then I made my character. And then when I hit create character, then everything just went to hell again.
See, and I got to that point pretty early, but then I made the fatal mistake of backing out to change it to windowed mode. Fuck, it took me another 45 minutes to get back into create character mode to sit there and wait.
Yeah, it wouldn't have really mattered. You'd have just been stuck there hitting create character.
But for my own personal well-being, I would have said I'm one step further than everybody else. But
I was really demoralized when my game crashed during character creation, so I had to actually type in my password again and fucking for another 45 minutes try to get back in.
I think you got, because it like just ended up, you would create the character and hit create, and then it would like time out. But you ended up with like 100 characters on your account.
Really?
Right, they're all level ones.
Yeah, so I think, and because it timed out for me too, but then I just backed out, and when I came back in, my character was there. So I think if you would have backed out of creation, you would have been able to choose your character and log in.
Well,
you win some, you lose some.
I only have one.
Well, you came on, you literally came online right as we were able to get in.
Yeah, it was good timing. It was.
Yeah, really lucky.
I actually called my friends at Blizzard. Said, listen, I just need to stall these guys a little bit because I want to get in with them and roll with them. Can you fuck everything up for just like an hour and a half?
I actually really wanted to leave Eads behind so that he'd have to play by himself.
I would have had an okay time. It's, you know what? It's really fun, but it's just so easy.
With oh, yeah.
It is so easy. Like, almost boringly easy.
They don't scale it or nothing?
No.
Well, they, like, we're on par with where we're supposed to be level-wise, but it just, I don't know, with three of us.
We were rolling with a crew of four, and it didn't seem that difficult. At all.
No.
We were just plowing through everything.
Since most of the time, our crew of four consisted of myself, Eads, and another friend of ours.
And then I'm
20 fucking rooms ahead of fucking Eric. Because he's trying to play Diablo 3 on a laptop with a wireless internet connection.
Don't judge me.
The way he would move was like everyone else was just seamlessly like moving around, everything looked good. And then Eric's guy would like take two steps, stop. Take two steps, stop. Take two steps, stop.
Look.
Take two steps, stop.
Look.
So he was constantly behind
on
us.
On my computer, it looked perfectly fine, albeit I was skipping around a little bit. But you know what? I have everything that can be turned off, off. I have all the lowest settings. I mean, this fucking game looks like Gauntlet in the arcade for me. It's terrible. So don't send me any messages saying, hey, how do you think this game looks? Because I'm going to be blunt and say it looks like a janky pile of shit, but that's just because of my computer.
It looks great on my computer.
Yeah, it looks
I think
really
that game
good on mine,
looks
too.
Fucking
well,
awesome.
This is one of those games where I'm actually going to prioritize getting a new computer so I can actually play and enjoy this game, because I see there being a lot of potential with it, especially with the auction house and replay value, because I never really delved fully into Diablo 2, so I'd kind of like to do that with this one.
It's different.
It is.
It's a lot different. It's a very, very different experience than Diablo 2 was, I think.
How so?
It's still like the sort of top-down kind of action game, I guess. But mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff that made Diablo 2 so unique was that everything was sort of just the way you could customize everything. Like you get a lot of weird builds, so everything had to be kind of janky just to allow for everything. Whereas in this, everything is already like, okay, you know that by this level, monks will have these abilities, and sorcerers love these abilities, and demon hunters love these abilities. So
it's more like wow.
Little bit.
See, that's
little bit.
Kind of what I thought going into it, because I didn't actually look at, I didn't play the demo, I didn't look at any videos, I didn't look at any playthroughs or anything, anybody playing the beta. I didn't look at anything for Diablo 3 until it came out. And when I was logging in and doing character creation, that's the first thing I said. I'm like, wow, this game looks exactly like Diablo 3, or fucking World of Warcraft.
Wow, this game looks like WoW?
Yeah, wow, this game looks like WoW. Like, just with the way, like, they designed the interface in the load-in screen.
Well, even the character models,
it looks a lot
too.
Like World of Warcraft. Yeah.
It looks exactly like StarCraft, though. I mean, that's like the Blizzard Battle.net login.
But, and actually, at the beginning, I was a little annoyed that they didn't have, like, the talents and stuff that they had in Diablo 2, because it took away a bit of the character customization options. But now that I look back and have actually played the game, I think it's good they did that, because they essentially stole that entire idea and put it into World of Warcraft. Like, every World of Warcraft character has the three trees, just like Diablo 2.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that they don't have it in Diablo 3 actually is what makes it nothing like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I think if they would have had the talent trees, it would have been way too similar.
It would have been a dungeon-crawling World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it would have been a dungeon-crawling World of Warcraft.
It's weird, because as you level up, you unlock new abilities, but your earlier abilities are already augmented, so your new abilities they're not usually, at least for the monk, I have, like, I'm still using almost all my starter abilities just because I've unlocked a bunch of glyphs for them already.
Yeah.
And they're already, like, way better. So it seems weird. I'm hesitant to use new stuff because you unlock it, but you're like, well, this sucks. Why would I? This is just worse than what I have.
In terms of dungeon crawlers, I mean, I play a lot of dungeon crawlers all the way back to the original Baldur's Gate, Divine Divinity, Sacred, stuff like that, Champions of Norrath. This game seems, the thing that always set Diablo 2 apart, or Diablo series apart, was that it was a little bit more complex. And the 3 hours that I've played with it so far, it just seems like it's a really back to basics, back to the roots of a dungeon crawling style game. So I think people that are looking to get into the genre, this might be a good game to get into it. But those that really explored Diablo 2 like you guys did, do you see there being a lot of longevity to it?
I don't know. I think I'm looking forward to the end game stuff, basically, like the Inferno mode, which is you have to be max level to go into it, and then it's super impossibly hard. Like, I'm looking at stuff where you have to take the resources that you've already used and just kind of, because right now it's like, okay, what do we got to crawl through a dungeon, all right, set our skills up, and then you can just kind of hold down the button, the left mouse button, and just bowl your way through
a
dungeon.
Do you see yourself playing through this 50 times?
Maybe.
I wouldn't say 50 times. I would say...
Not like start to finish. But no, I mean, like... You work on a character, right?
Like, you do normal Nightmare Hell difficulty on every character you play, probably entire playthrough.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then after that, it's just, okay, well, I'll run Act 4 in Hell until I'm level 60.
Yeah, or I'll do Inferno mode with some friends. Or, like, when they patch the PvP stuff in, I think that'll be a big motivator.
Yeah.
Did any of you get that Characters Edition?
No.
I haven't, because I wanted to play it at midnight.
One of the guys that's coming on, Christian, he actually got the Collector's Edition. He said it's fucking cool.
Actually, it was weird because a friend of mine that I work with got the Collector's Edition, and he pre-ordered it at Best Buy. And they actually, instead of shipping it to the Best Buy for him to pick up, they mailed it to his house.
Oh, wow.
For like Tuesday day, it showed up at his house?
Yeah, it showed up Monday afternoon.
Sweet.
Oh, so he could install it, and then he still had to wait for.
Well, yeah, I guess because it's all like you need a live connection to play it. So I guess they could have just shipped it.
Did they make that abundantly clear anywhere in the game? Because throughout the entire purchase process, I actually bought it from Blizzard.com and downloaded it, and pre-installed it. They never once said you must have an active internet connection. Me knowing that this is a Blizzard game, I knew that I would need that. But for somebody coming into it that's maybe not familiar with the series, did they make it clear anywhere?
Not, I mean, you never really want to publicize the quote-unquote bad things about your game, things that limit the playability of your game.
Like requiring an HDTV.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because this rings true of the recent Microsoft stuff, is you need an HDTV to play multiplayer on Minecraft, but they never really, that's what I meant. They never said anything about that.
But who doesn't have an internet connection nowadays?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Those people don't deserve to play Diablo 3.
It's the same thing with HDTVs.
To install the game, you need an internet connection. You cannot even install the game all the way without an internet connection.
I'd be curious to see if they have that anywhere on the box.
It'll definitely be on the box.
Yeah.
It'll probably be like
the top of the system requirements.
So basically,
like
if you buy the retail copy, you're just purchasing something that has like a disc that has a little code on it that links you up to the internet.
Well, no, it has the bulk of the files on there, right?
Oh, but you don't still need.
It'll have like version 1.00 or whatever they pressed when they went to cert, and then you need to download the next version.
Okay.
I bet you we would be a lot more popular if everybody had an internet connection. Because those people that don't have it...
Well,
I'm
not talking about, like, starving children in Africa.
Those are the kind of people who we market our show to.
Exactly.
Third world country.
And they're missing out because they don't have an internet connection.
Africa.
Well, I'm going to start shipping We're going to start shipping mixtapes of podcasts.
We could probably get a back stock of 8-tracks.
Yeah, get some 8-tracks, send them out.
Yeah, it's good. It's really... As high as my expectations were, I am not disappointed.
Tell me the story.
It's 20
years... How did 2 leave off?
2, the expansion left off with Bale in the Worldstone Chamber. And then he corrupts the Worldstone and Tyriel.
What happens to the Wanderer and...
The Wanderer is Diablo.
I know.
And he... Like, the three brothers get back together, right, in 2. Mephisto...
What is it? Come back to her?
Yeah. What? Mephisto, Diablo, and Bale all... They're together. And then you go through and you basically... You kill Diablo, get a Soulstone. Kill Mephisto, get a Soulstone. Not necessarily in that order. Destroy the Soulstones, and then you go and stop Bale.
Bale gets away?
Yeah, Bale escapes. Goes to the Worldstone Chamber, which I don't know what the Worldstone is supposed to be. But he corrupts it. And then, to save the world, Tyriel throws his sword into it and blows it up.
Nice guy, saving the world.
Yeah. And I actually thought Tyriel died.
Did he pull the world stone out as he was trying to load some?
Wait, he had his 4 gig Worldstone
corrupted
in his memory. Yeah. Corrupted. Diablo was corrupting the files on it because it was in the Diablo skull. But then this game picks up 20 years later, where there's this legend of the falling star or whatever, which is that big meteor that you see in the trailers that comes crashing through the church.
Onto Duncan, yeah, or
totally messes Deckard. Up Deckard.
No, he's a tough old bean.
Well, yeah, but still, he got hit by a meteor.
And then the heroes are sent to find this falling star, basically. And that's where the quest
picks up. The heroes are you guys?
Yeah. And then it picks up from there. And the CGI cutscenes between the acts are fucking awesome.
Yeah,
they are pretty good.
They are so good.
The little character ones are kind
of
lame,
ones that look like they're on the little pieces of parchment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get sort of like these stylized kind of art-drawn cutscenes every couple quests. And it just basically is that your character does a recap of what you just did. So you like you'll go and you'll kill King Lyric or whatever, which you do in the beta, and then you'll kill him, and then you'll get a cutscene of your guy like, "I went and killed King Lyric." Okay, good talk. And so those are kind of dumb, but it's good. I don't know. The story seems a little thin so far. We're only in Act 3, but like I want to know what happened to like Bale. I want to know the outcome. Like, what did blowing up the Worldstone do?
Hey, you gotta wait for the first Diablo 3 expansion out in less than a month, probably.
No, it'll be
DLC.
After. It'll be after Heart of the Swarm, probably.
12 years in the making, right?
Well, I don't think it was 12 years since the last game, so technically 12 years in the making. Mm-hmm. Technically 2012 years in the making. By that logic.
All paths lead to Diablo 3? Yeah.
Basically.
Fuck, that's a long time.
Yeah, 2012 years.
Diablo 2, when we were playing, looked fucking rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked terrible, actually.
Still, it looks good.
All old sprites.
Yeah. It's good. It's a lot. They did a lot of good things. I really like how you're not just chugging potions anymore.
Yeah, it's actually really easy to just, you know, run away from a battle, regen for a couple seconds, and then go back in.
Okay, so something I hated a lot about when we played Diablo 2 was all the clicking. You said you guys can hold it down now? Yeah.
So I've been told. I don't know about that.
You can hold the mouse button.
You can hold it down
move.
In the first one, too. Or in Diablo 2
I think,
as well.
Yeah, I think you can do that, too.
I think you had to hold shift or something to run.
But yeah, it might be harder for a melee class, but all I really have to do is just position myself, hold on shift, and then spam my spells.
Teeth?
Throwing pots of spiders everywhere.
Kind of like teeth.
Teeth? No
I
teeth.
I got bats Toads. This time.
Frogs.
Bats!
Wait, you...
Bats!
You upgraded from the pot of spiders?
Yeah, no, I'm
that's
using...
such a dumb one. Like, one of his first abilities is he just throws the ceramic jar that has spiders in it. And he just throws it at me.
And I wouldn't know that it was him, so I'd sit there and fire spiders. Magic at it, because fuck, my game's lagging out. Like, shit, there's spiders everywhere!
Come on, that's a cool first ability
that's
to get.
That's so dumb.
So what classes are there? You say you're the monk, Eads?
Monk.
What does the monk do? You said it's like a melee class?
Yeah, he's like a melee class. He's got some abilities. He can kind of, I can kind of teleport around. I can blind enemies. I can heal the party. All my attacks, like my standard attacks, generate spirit as the monk resource, and then all the other abilities use spirit. So it's kind of a spirit management game. Got to manage my spirit.
You tend to keep your spirit pretty high.
Yeah, it's okay. My build right now is such that I generate more spirit than the average monk.
Mm, seems like it's pretty good.
I use a lot of spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recently changed my build. I'm a witch doctor right now.
African
witch doctor mon.
No, he's not Jamaican. He's African.
Same thing.
Yeah. I love the voices. It's like, my guy's like a Russian guy.
I didn't get to hear what the wizard sounded like, because you guys always clicked on all the story before I got there.
Just a dude. Just a normal dude.
The other guy we were playing with was a wizard, so.
It's a normal.
Tell me about the witch doctor.
So I have, the abilities I'm using right now is I have a poison dart that I shoot at people, that when it hits them, it recharges my mana. I have.
Seems pretty good. Do you start with 100 mana, or do you have to build mana? Mana increase?
Decrease.
Okay.
So, like, my mana is usually full.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. My secondary ability is bats. So, they send out this super long line of bats that does massive damage to things. And then I have abilities like I can raise demon dogs to fight with us.
Another thing that throws me off all the time. I probably spent half of my time playing attacking Kevin's shit.
Demon dogs!
Look at all these people here!
I can get a big undead shambling brute thing that like can take a lot of damage and deal some big hits. I can fear things. I can turn things into chickens. I can do massive AoE buffs to the team. Like, it seems like the Witch Doctor is like super useful, like just with like crowd control and stuff for like,
sure,
for like Inferno difficulty and stuff.
All the classes are kind of, we all have like a unique crowd control. Like I have this, I can put a circle on the ground that no enemies can enter.
Yeah.
And I think later I get the opposite of it, where no enemies can exit it, which seems weird.
Seems good.
Yeah.
Seems better than the first version.
It seems hard to use. All that stuff seems real hard to use, mm-hmm. like, effectively.
The guy you were playing with last night that was also a wizard, did he develop any crowd control type skills later? Because I know I started off with the defense where you can freeze everybody in a certain area for a certain amount of time. Does that kind of become obsolete, or did he start...
He's not really using crowd control, because, I mean, I have crowd control that I use most of the time, and Eads has a bit of crowd control that he seems to use most of the time.
I can kick people around.
That was awesome watching that.
I can, like, kick people the length of the screen, teleport after them, kick them the length of the screen, teleport after them.
Yeah, it's really annoying for the rest of us who are trying to fight the same monster.
It's funny.
And it's just like, oh, now we got to chase him again.
It's a good time.
What are you playing as, Eric?
I was playing as a wizard, because I usually go through all my dungeon crawlers just as a straight barbarian first time through, so going as a wizard is very, very out of my comfort zone, and I think I like it. It's got some good perks to it, but we'll see. Like I said, I'm only 3 hours into it.
See, I actually did the same thing, because usually I always play through as a magic class.
Yeah.
And then, so I was, okay, I'm going to try a melee one here.
It's kind of cool because the wizard, you can still... I know old games, you'd be relegated to like a staff or maybe a bow and arrow, but this one, you can still wield like two-handed swords. I was walking around with a big claymore, and from a distance, you can still shoot your main magic skill, but if you get close, you can still use the two-handed sword and your special ability. So I feel like it's a pretty versatile class for somebody that's looking to do a little bit of melee as well as distance magic.
What other classes are there?
Demon Hunter.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, the Demon Hunter actually has two resources. They have...
when you say resources, what does that mean?
Well, like, every class has a pool that they draw from to use their abilities. Like, monks have spirit.
I think the wizards...
sorcerers have
arcane
power. Yeah. Witch doctors have mana. And Demon Hunters have a full one, I think. I don't know if they generate them both. I think they have discipline and hate. And I think discipline is always full, and it goes down as you
use abilities.
That doesn't sound right to
question
me.
Mark.
I know one of them recharges really slowly and is used for more like bigger abilities, and the one is your standard use it for your like auto attacks and stuff. I don't really know how it works. I haven't touched them. And then there's Barbarian, and they use rage, I think it's anger or rage. Which is basically spirit generated by attacking.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's cool. It's fun.
I'm not going to lie. There was a couple parts last night where I fell asleep. That's why I was so fucking far behind. And then you guys would say something in my headphones like, let's wait for air. Oh, fuck. Kind of.
I'm here. It was act one, right? Let's do this.
I mean, there was times where I'm still back in New Tristram, and these guys are halfway through a dungeon. I'm just selling some shit here. Just wait for me. Gotta salvage.
It's like standing by, because you can find little books and lore objects that give you a bunch of experience. Yep. So whenever we find one, we usually tell everybody else where it is. And then it's like, hey, Eric, I'm standing right on it. Why don't you come over here?
I'll be there in a minute.
I was selling some stuff. I wasn't asleep. Oh. What?
Yeah, it was...
It's good. I think I am enjoying it much more rolling around as a big party than I would by myself.
I think so, too.
I think more like constantly sharing loot and stuff with each other. We can kind of fan out and explore the entire map.
Or you could just go explore a big cemetery and bring a fuckload of skeletons with you, and then just
to die. That's the only way we can make it challenging for ourselves is to all split up and just do the dumbest shit possible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna stand in the acid and fight these guys, because maybe I'll get an achievement. I don't know. It has achievements.
Yes, it does. I was actually looking at some of them before we started the show today, and some of them look really hard.
There's some, like, kill this boss in hell while wearing no gear.
Yeah. Done. Like, no equipment whatsoever.
That appealed to me in StarCraft. Like, when I saw that I could get those achievements, I tried for all those achievements. Yeah.
There's, one of the achievements is to beat each act in under an hour.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, we could probably do that.
Well, once we get higher level.
Yeah, but and you have all the waypoints already, right?
So you just
bam, 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 bam. Go, 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 go.
Do your waypoints carry over through playthroughs?
I'm assuming it's like Diablo 2, where you have to unlock them for each difficulty.
Yeah, so it's like if you beat normal difficulty and then you go into a normal difficulty game, you'll still have
them.
I was
sort of thinking about that, though. It would be a good way to kind of streamline you through the content through Nightmare and Hell if they just let you have your waypoints.
But, I mean, why would they want to do that?
Yeah, because then you could just skip right to the end.
Because, I mean, it's not super long, and you've just played it.
The thing is, if you're giving them the option to skip content in Nightmare and Hell difficulty, you're not going to be leveled up to a point where you can actually complete Nightmare difficulty. I mean, logically speaking.
Well, they could change it. You know, they just make it so that the experience scales with your level. Like, okay, you're doing this, and you're
two levels beneath
what you need to be. Okay, we'll give you a little more experience to help you catch up.
There's no way that they would figure that out. They'll just take away your waypoints so that they don't have to think about this weird algorithm that they have to may or may not be on at all times.
I don't know. They do a lot of stuff that is in the benefit of the player. There's a lot of like great features in there, so I wouldn't be too shocked if there's some way to kind of streamline your way through your subsequent playthroughs.
Tell me about the inventories. It's still like the grid-based system?
Yes, but items are only two squares.
Yeah, you can't have like the 4x2 giant pole arm thing that you could get in Diablo 2.
Everything's just two?
Or one.
There's one thing that just irritates the shit out of me about the new inventory system. I know it's meant to be like a bonus, but when you hover over an item, it pops up the statistics for that one versus the one that you have equipped. So you essentially get this big long string of shit that's spanning across your screen. And if you want to like move to the left,
it is very useful.
It's useful.
You get it because you're playing in like a 300x400 window.
It's useful, but it gets kind of annoying when you're just trying to look around in your inventory and you have all this shit popping up covering everything else.
But yeah, I would have to say single greatest improvement over Diablo 2, stacking potions.
Yes.
Does that mean, like,
you can have...
That means instead of 20, having one potion in each square,
you
can have 100 potions in one square.
I think that's 20 is the cap.
No, I have more than 20 in a stack.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really use potions, because I've died a few times, but just because I've been stupid.
Yeah, the only time I ever died was during one of the fights at the end of Act 2. I just got hit by someone.
Oh, yeah, like the boss? Yeah. That was a cool fight.
That was a cool fight.
Like,
one of the achievements, or there's like three separate achievements for that fight, and they all involve never getting hit by one of this guy's skill shots.
Jeez.
Wow. That'd be hard. They do a thing where to kind of transition into some zones now, it'll pop up this, like, hey, there's a boss battle coming up. Everyone has to agree to go in here at the same time. And then it'll sort of port you in together.
Because it kind of lets you get ready because, I mean, especially with my character, there's abilities that I use on boss fights that I would never use in a regular fight.
Yeah.
Because I have stuff that has like a 2-minute cooldown that lasts for 15 seconds. So it's like just flying through a dungeon. You never want to actually just use that fighting stupid mobs that takes 4 seconds to kill.
Yeah, and then it also lets them do a lot of really cool scripted stuff, because you're all in the same area, and you're all queuing in together, so, I mean, a lot of those boss fights are actually pretty cool and pretty dynamic.
Yeah, there's also an achievement for killing things with the environment. You can use pretty much everything that you can see is destructible in some way.
Yeah,
well, with the exception of, like, walls and
the
stuff,
only way to kill things with it is it'll be an actual, like, thing you can mouse over. Like, chain for a chandelier, or like wall support for this crumbling wall, and then you click that and it'll fall down. But I mean, at the point, the achievement is for killing 1,000 enemies with the environment, and we've killed 6.
Yeah, whew. 6 so far.
And but I mean, I've been using that stuff, but it just doesn't do enough damage to kill them. So it seems like we have to get them low, and then
the thing is, it's the way we do it, right? We just we're flying through it. We just click on things as you'd we go by. You'd have
to
think about
it. But I mean, it seems like we could get them a little low, and then I have an ability that pulls all the monsters onto me, and we can pull them onto me.
Like, if we were actually trying to do the achievement, I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard.
That'll be fun though, doing all those achievements after.
Yeah,
yeah, that'll be a good
way to kill some time.
Good replay value.
Because getting an infinite number of items is not what I'm looking forward to.
Do you guys think you're going to use the auction house?
Yes.
I was actually looking at it a bit today, and the Real Money Auction House isn't live yet. It's going live 22nd, I believe.
That is a week from today.
Probably give people enough time to stockpile some shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks like it's really easy to find stuff. Like, you can, if you want, let's say you want to search for a weapon, you can search for type of armor, like type of weapon, type of slot, and you can set up to 3 abilities that the weapon has. So I'm a witch doctor, so I want things with like intelligence, mana regen, and maybe
vitality or something.
Vitality or like magic find, because magic find is fucking awesome. But yeah, then I can search for that, and it'll pull up a list of only items with those specific things that I filtered. So, I mean, that's great. Really easy to search for stuff that you're actually looking for, as opposed to going through lists of thousands and thousands of things and hoping you find something.
Can't wait for them to make an iPhone app for that auction house.
Yeah, they've already talked about the fact that they're making one.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. It would be, it's like the interface is, it's all out of game. You have to like go to the menu, click the auction house button, and from there, you rifle through your character's inventories or through your shared stash, and you can put stuff up or buy stuff for characters or do whatever. But I mean, the way it's all disconnected from the game, so I mean, it totally makes sense that that interface on a touchscreen would be super, super sense-making and extremely easy to use.
Yeah, it's not like World of Warcraft where you actually have to go into the game and then you walk to a specific area where the auction house is.
So do you guys feel that they, in creating Diablo 3, they kind of said, we want to make a ton of money off this game? Obviously, they knew they were going to sell a shitload of copies of this game. But do you think they developed a lot of the key aspects of the games of the game and a lot of the elements that they've changed or incorporated to drive people towards the auction house?
Well, I mean, think about it this way. Because essentially, once you buy it, Diablo 2 or Diablo 3 is a free-to-play game. You just need an internet connection. So every free-to-play game out there has to have some sort of secondary way to make money.
It's not necessarily true, though. Look at just standard retail games. I mean, if a game doesn't have DLC, then is it a free-to-play game? You've already paid. They've already made a profit on that game when they've bought it.
But, I mean,
as soon as you buy it.
You look at stuff like Call of Duty, if you're playing for Xbox, you need an Xbox Live Gold account. Like, there's all this.
For PlayStation.
No, not for PlayStation, but PlayStation sucks.
We here at Manor Take employ unbiased people.
I see what you're like. I don't know.
Like, it's
free to play games need to make their profit by doing that stuff, but a retail game, as soon as you bought that game, they have made their profit.
But the fact that it is an only online game, they need to have massive server support and massive memory to keep all these servers up at the same time.
All right,
like
I can see it.
It's essentially an MMO with no monthly fee.
It's a compelling argument.
I think one thing that they did, though, is they saw the potential and they saw how much people, even to this day, were still playing Diablo 2. And they said to themselves, how can we capitalize on that? How can we make money off of their continued use? Because essentially with Diablo 2, once you bought it, that was it. And people were using, they were taking their items outside of the game to places like eBay and selling items and stuff through there. So I think they wanted to just come back and say, let's let them do that, but we want to make money off it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's in the benefit of the player.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, yeah, I don't see it as a bad thing.
The fact that they happen to make money off it as well is great, but I don't think it. Like, nothing in this game feels like really sleazy, like, oh, they just did this because they want to make money. Like, none of this feels like Call of Duty Elite to me.
I think this is that stigma that Blizzard can do no wrong type thing.
Blizzard can do plenty wrong.
I was cursing
Blizzard for 6 days when I was trying to download this game because their installer was so fucking broken.
I don't have Blizzard on that... I'm going to call it the Valve pedestal. Because Valve can do no wrong.
I mean, like, EA does something like this, and then people are going to be all up in arms, like, whoa, they're just, this is a fucking money cow.
But I mean,
it's for the benefit of the fucking
this isn't costing you anything. They're letting you make a profit off their game, and they're saying, hey, we want a percent of this. That'd be like, I don't even know what, there's no analogy for this, because this is basically a brand new thing.
I don't know. I'm just sick of fucking.
That'd be like
people giving fucking Blizzard a pass or giving Valve a pass.
There's no pass to give. This is a win. This is a fucking thumbs up.
Bethesda a pass just because
Bethesda got the pass. But
fucking Valve stupid.
I don't know. Blizzard is okay in my books. I didn't think StarCraft II was great.
Yeah, I'm definitely probably. Now that I have Diablo 3, I don't think there's going to be any need for me to get StarCraft Heart of the Swarm. Like, I don't even really care about StarCraft at all. I only bought it because all my friends bought it.
Because it was Blizzard.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Because Blizzard only releases games every fucking decade.
And they know that everyone's going to buy it.
Usually smash hits. I didn't like World of Warcraft, but apparently that game's pretty good. People tell me that game is okay.
I've heard that game is okay.
Yeah. Anyone play anything else than Diablo 3?
Oh, yeah.
I played some other stuff, too, actually.
Well, I know that Swag finally got around to holding up his end of the deal way back when he said that Mass Effect would change my life, which I don't know if it did.
For, like, a week.
For a week. I'll give you that much.
Did Eric finish all three Mass Effects before Swag started?
I didn't even finish two.
Okay.
But that's
I started
it's on my list.
Demon Souls.
So basically, I went back in and played. I started up a Demon Souls thing. I think I started like 2 days after or 2 days into the month because I read somewhere that for the last month, Atlas is going to be hosting 15 days of pure white world tendency, and then the last 15 days are going to be pure black world tendency. So anybody playing this last month is going to get, like, the extreme mood swings of the game. It's going to be super easy, and I think actually starting today it flips over to pure black world tendency, so...
I don't think I'm going to play for the rest of the month.
It might be good that you don't, because once the servers go offline, you're going to lose the ability to have all those player-dropped messages, and you can see the bloodstains and where people died. But, honestly... You can play the game and not enjoy, or you can play the game and still enjoy it without those. The other thing that you're gonna not have is the players invading your world as Red Phantoms, and that's a good thing, but that's something that adds to the stress of the game. Like, you've got 2,000 or 3,000 souls or 20,000 souls, and you get right up to the final boss, and all of a sudden this black phantom invades your world and comes and just completely rapes your face. So
it's my stage name, Black Phantom.
But
tell me. About, I want to hear your initial impressions of it.
I started it. It's fucking hard, like fucking
and it's
hard.
It's on easy mode right now.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Great. Apparently, I was playing in that white world tendency. Yep. I think it's hard even on that easy mode, just because I didn't really know. I didn't really know anything.
Well, and that's
about
the that's
it.
The beauty of that
you
game.
Explained it to me. You explained it to me when we talked that a lot of people go in thinking it's just going to be a hack and slash, and that's sort of how I went into it. But now I sort of realize that I have to be a little bit more methodical, a little bit take my time with the bad guys and stuff.
It's one of those games that's just trial and error. You know, you have to learn where the enemies are, and then if you die, remember that so the next time you go back. And I found it actually kind of cool that it's been 2 years since I played this game. I've died twice. Just going through, I remember where everybody is. I remember how to do everything. And I think that's just because I was so pissed off and so frustrated the first two or three times through the game that it just kind of is ingrained in my memory. Did you at least make it to Phalanx?
Is that the first boss you mentioned? Yeah. No.
Big like mountain. So you haven't even like slime.
You haven't even like cracked into the game. You're still in the tutorial.
I'm past like where it's labeled tutorial. But
up to the first boss is still technically the tutorial.
Oh, yes, I'm past that. Killed me in one shot. I thought I could hide behind a pillar, sort of figure out what's happening, because I knew...
That's not Phalanx. The first enemy that you get to, like the big golem guy that walks around. Yeah, you're supposed to die there. But I'm talking about the first enemy in the castle.
Yeah, okay, well, let's talk about that first one. I thought I could hide behind a pillar, because I've heard that these boss battles are hard, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to take my time and figure this out. And then fucking... I don't know if he clipped through the thing or whatever, or just like I'm meant to die no matter what.
Big cleave radius, bro.
Fucking killed me. I'm like, well, I know I'm supposed to die, so whatever. I won't fucking bother with that. But yeah, I haven't made it to the first real boss. But I don't know. What struck me most about this game is that it's not a good looking game.
Well, it's one of those things that it came out in 2009 and it was so drastically different. Like, it's supposed to have that gritty dark fantasy style to it, and I kind of I appreciate that, because rather than focusing on the glitz and glam of modern gaming, it really broke it down and said, this is a type of game that we have never seen before. That's the thing that turns so many people off. It's like, I've never played anything like this before. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And then they give up. I loaned out my copy to at least 10 friends. Not a single one of them made it past Phalanx. Like, fuck this game's too hard.
You're a terrible human being. Loaning out your game.
Well, I think this is a game where you have to, because if you force somebody to buy it and they can't get past the first boss within like an hour of the game, I think that customer would be super pissed off.
I was so happy when I first put that game in, and I'm like, this game is fucking difficult, because the last time I played a game that really pissed me off like that was Mega Man 9 when it came out. I'm like, fuck this sucks. So I was determined to beat it, and then as soon as I got to the end, I instantly restarted and played through it again.
I love playing games where the first thought in my head is, fuck, this game is fucking terrible.
Yay, this game's awful. I'm so glad I spent, Mega Man Now is probably like $80 when it first came out.
No, I'm talking about Mega Man 9. What?
You say after this first initial part, after the first boss, it opens up.
Yes.
And then that's when you sort of get into the meat of things.
Yeah, because right now you've been dropped into the Nexus, and there are those five Archstones, and you have to go to Boletaria 1-1. So you go in there, and that's like your first true introduction to the game. And they say, all right, here you go. You have to weave your way through. And I think when we talked, you said you were super close to where you need to get to open up that shortcut. And once you beat him, then you go back to the Nexus, and there's a little pocket of story, and then like that's it for story till the end of the game, is after you beat the first the first boss. So you unlock the Black Maiden, and every time you go back to the Nexus, you can spend your souls through her to upgrade your skills and your statistics and purchase stuff. And
it's my stage name, Black Maiden.
Oh, I thought it was skills and statistics. So it's one of those that just fight through it till you get past Phalanx, because after that it opens up and it's one of the most addicting games I've ever played.
Can I jump in here? I beat Phalanx.
Did you?
Just want to throw that out there. Yeah, he's like a big mass of like those slimes, right?
Yeah.
With the spears and the shields. Yeah. Phalanx ain't no thing. You just got to use fire on Phalanx.
Did you make it to the next boss, the Tower Knight?
Tower Guard? Tower Knight? Yeah, I beat the Tower Knight, and after the Tower Knight was when I said, fuck this game.
Eric,
what
am I looking forward to? Does the combat get any deeper?
The combat does get deeper as you start evolving your weapons. I think this time, just because I'm doing a video playthrough of it, I decided that I don't want to waste a lot of video time farming for stones and stuff. So I think I played the first 8 hours. Not ever once swapping out a weapon or anything like that. Armor is all still the same. But once you get to I think it's the third Archstone, one of the ones where it's like the underground mines, you can unlock a blacksmith who you can take your swords and stuff to and use all these shards that you find, and you can upgrade your weapons to different things. If you want to start delving into the world of magic, then you have to...
That's my stage name.
Blacksmith.
Blacksmith. I'm gonna stop doing it now. It's not funny anymore.
fucking threw me for a loop there. That's like the whole "that's what they used to call me in high school" joke. No, if you want to start delving into the magic, I don't recommend it because magic isn't super powerful.
I have my alternate weapon is a wand.
Yeah, you need a catalyst to do the wand or to do the magic, and then you need a talisman to do the miracles. But in order to get the people that sell you that shit, you have to be conscious of the soul tendency and the world tendency, because there are certain characters. Did you go back and get Olestrava in Boletari where I told you to drop down?
I didn't play since I talked to you.
Okay. He's one of the NPCs that will help you in later boss battles if you stumble upon him, but it all is concerned with world tendency. Like later in the Tower of Latria, one of the most powerful magic sellers, you have to have black world tendency or something like that to unlock him from his cell. So you have to purposely go and kill yourself in body form to plummet that game and make it super hard just to unlock this guy. So
black world tendency.
That's my stage name.
Oh fuck. I am gonna try it some more. Like I don't want to give up on this because, like you said, it's that learning curve, right?
Yeah.
This very first stage, and I don't want to give up.
I feel like it's a game that
you can't.
You can't, because I'm playing all the way through Mass Effect, so you have to play all the way through Demon Souls.
That was the deal.
I remember it.
Is that how changing your life works?
Yes.
Well, like if I hadn't played through all of BioShock, I probably would have ended up not liking that game.
Okay. All
right. But yeah, okay, you're right. I will.
It's going to frustrate the shit out of you, and that's good because it's so drastically different. And
well, that's okay, cuz I plan on balancing it out by playing like Peace Walker, so
you know, take the edge off.
So you play a little bit of Metal Gear and then a little bit of Demon Souls, and you get super happy when you play Metal Gear, and you just get super depressed when you play Demon Souls.
Have to write into the podcast.
Thanks, Metal Gear, for helping me out. I was in some dark times with Demon Souls, but you really make me happy.
I'm gonna put this.
It's terrible of us.
It is
terrible of me.
Shut up, Blacksmith.
Blacksmith. It's two words.
Oh.
What else? I played more Awesome Knots.
Yeah. Okay. I want to. Really? I want to hear about that because I'm
getting over it.
I was gonna say I might be changing my tune on it a little bit.
I'm totally getting over it.
You know what? We're not over. League of Legends.
Fuck that.
Yes, we are.
Well, now we are the Diablo Zone. But
I don't know. It's. Like, it just goes back to the whole, like, fucking MOBAs are kind of stupid in the first place.
Yeah, I think it's one of those games that it's a good introduction to the MOBA genre, but if you're looking for something that's going to really give you some meat to sink your teeth into, you're not going to find it there.
Like I said last week, I think it was just because it was just like League of Legends that I thought I'd like this and then start bonding with you guys on that front. You guys, Kevin and Matt. But you guys were all like fucking...
Take them up, Blue Sphere in the Jungle.
LOL snobs and like, no, Awesome Knots is nothing. Like,
well, I mean, look, you've both already said that you're changing your tune on the game, and that's because MOBA games need to be complicated in order to last a long time.
It's just that
you can't have 8 characters and 15 different items total, because there's just no room for any sort of optimization.
I just think it's like pointless and dumb.
I agree.
Awesome Knots is pointless and dumb.
Yes. Spoken. Couldn't have said it better myself.
I think the whole MOBA genre is kind of pointless and dumb because...
Why play any game? Why first-person shooters are pointless and dumb? Because you just get to 50 team deathmatch and then start over.
Well, that's why I don't play multiplayer games.
Every multiplayer game is dumb.
Yeah.
All games are RPGs. Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I play games for stories, all right?
What's the story of Awesome Knots?
I said this before.
There is a story.
But when story happens to other people, for Eric Peterson, it happens to me.
That's you that's happening to?
So that must make it really hard to play Demon's Souls, a game that has absolutely no story.
That's another fucking thing that's sort of like, oh, God.
Make your own story.
There is a story. It's just really thin. Like, they say at the beginning, this is what happened, and then... 2 hours into it, you don't hear any story until like hour 45 when you're done.
Even when they explain the story, it's still like, there's some demons coming into this world, you got souls, I don't know, turn them in for powers, okay, here you go, kill some guys now.
That's about it.
Like, that's the full explained version with the footnotes.
Okay, Oliver, here's what I want you to do. Every time you play Demon Souls from now on, I want you to just be non-stop talking to your character. Like, put yourself in his boots and just talk about what you're
doing.
Monologue. I think I'm going to have to get across this bridge, but I'm worried that some harpies are going to come down and shoot arrows at me. Maybe.
Are there harpies?
I have no idea.
I think
they're not giving you no spoilers.
There might be harpies later.
Story of Awesomenauts is that there are two warring factions, red and blue.
Right, okay.
And these Awesomenauts are apparently mercenaries that each faction hires.
Oh, right.
No, wait, what's the whole drilling thing? They're looking for souls.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Fucking pay attention.
They're on a field of justice.
Basically, I saw that there's a cowboy throwing dynamite, and there's some monkey with a laser, and I press start. Like, okay, here we go.
This rift where all the summoners gather, and then they have to fight.
The two companies, red and blue, are drilling for solar, and each company has hired like groups of mercenaries to attack and sabotage the other, and that's sort of where that's where that takes place.
That is deep.
It's compelling
and rich. Compelling and rich.
So can you win the game by harvesting more solar than your opponent?
No.
Or you just have to kill their base.
You stop them from harvesting solar.
By killing their base.
By default, you will harvest more solar.
Okay, so the game is really about harvesting the most solar.
No.
In a roundabout way.
It's fun while it lasted. Unfortunately, it didn't last long. And thank you for that key.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those games that it's $7 for a reason. You're going to get about $7 worth of entertainment out of it.
I'd like to get at least $10 of entertainment.
Well,
out
then
of my $7.
You are $3 shit out of luck.
Entertainment profit.
Arguably, I had the most fun during my demo playthrough. So I guess
it definitely has a very, very short honeymoon period.
Yeah,
maybe I'll jump back into it when Ranimo Games actually releases. I think they're going to be doing free patches that have new levels and new characters. Because if it's paid DLC, no thanks.
Bet you it's going to be paid DLC.
If it is paid DLC, it'll be like $1.99 for like another 10 champions.
That might be
worth it. Other than that,
Awesomenauts.
There's only 7 champions in the game.
I think there's
however many.
Excuse me. Awesomenauts picked up Mass Effect again to play through.
Can we hear about some new games?
I played Max Payne today.
What you guys play? I played Demon's Souls.
Mass Effect. That's all I want to say. Go.
I played Demon's
Mass
Souls.
Effect 1?
And Awesomenauts. 3. Mass Effect this week. Played Minecraft a little bit. Some Left 4 Dead, League of Legends.
Tell me about Max Payne.
I'm not super far into it.
The commercial for that game looks insanely good.
Yeah, I played. I'll admit, I haven't played a lot of the past Max Payne games. I played part of the. I played a good majority of the first one, and then I think I goofed around with the second one. But
second one was kind of shitty.
There's a huge gap between releases. Like, when did the second one come out?
I want to say 2000, and
it had to have been like 2007.
I want to say earlier than 2004. I want to say 2002?
2003, October 15th.
Ooh, split the difference.
So
split the difference.
We're looking at a huge time gap here. So obviously I don't remember the story from Max Payne 1 or 2, but...
his wife died, he's real pissed.
Yeah, it's... The game is incredibly stylized. Like, the trailer definitely does the main campaign justice. But in the time that I spent with it, I actually kind of found myself getting a little frustrated with it because it almost feels like you're watching an episode of Miami Vice, just with Max Payne talking to himself and like interacting with people. And there's like this shit popping up on the screen. It's like a cross between Miami Vice and Crank with Jason Statham. It's cool. There's a lot of shit going on, and when you do finally get to control yourself and like dive through windows and shoot people in the face and control your bullet, it's a fuckload of fun.
What about, tell me about that thing where, what happens when you kill the last guy in a firefight?
Yeah, so it comes down to last guy standing, and the only time it happened to me was when it was him versus me, and I got shot to the point where I should have been dead had there been more people. So everything slowed down and it entered last man standing mode. And basically it said, kill this guy in order to be the last man standing. So they're kind of sparse on the details of what stuff is, but it's kind of cool because you can be popping off bullets and like slow down the, you can actually control this. What the fuck's going on over there?
Nothing. Carry on.
Is that an intermission for Dad's cookies that we need to drop a product placement on?
Yeah.
I was trying to like be quiet.
Yeah, they were
all over the cookies.
They were moving the cookies across the table, so I was trying to mute their mics like in sequence as it passed in front. And then Kev decided he was gonna like fucking make noise.
No, so Last Man Standing, it seems cool. I've played like an hour and a half of it, and I've gone through. I'm at the end of chapter two, and 90% of that has just been watching cutscenes. So it's a
I love cutscenes games, cutscene games.
It's cool because as he's talking, he'll be interacting with people conversationally, and then like it'll flip into him obviously talking to himself, and he'll give you insight as to. Like his thoughts on that character, calling him a douchebag or saying
this guy's a fucking idiot.
And what's cool is like certain aspects of the text will be pulled out and they'll like pop up across the screen. So it's definitely very stylized. I don't know if I really like the whole, it seems like the camera is going out of focus all the time. So you'll see like, it almost looks like three images laid over on top of each other and then they'll like come back together and then split apart again. And
I think it's supposed to be because like, Max is in a bad way in this one.
He's drunk like all the time.
Drunk, and he's super addicted to pain pills because he's just been chugging fucking pain pills for the last two games.
Yeah, that's how you heal yourself is take painkillers.
So it the thing that I was watching some gameplay, and there's a thing where like as you get the last guy in an encounter, it'll give you an option where it'll kind of go as you shoot him, it'll kind of go into this. Sort of like slow-mo thing, and you can keep pulling the trigger yep. to keep shooting him for whatever reason. Even though he's dead, you can just pump him full of bullets.
Yeah, and you can't really change where you're aiming, but the fuck, man, I did that once, and this guy's face came back with like 16 bullet holes in him, and his chest is all torn apart, and it's quite gory. It's not as cool as Sniper Elite, where you can blow guys' testicles apart, but...
Sniper Elite, I've been playing that demo like over and over. Just that first part.
They could have just released that demo and I would have been fine with it.
So when does that actually come out, Sniper Elite?
It's already out.
It's out.
Oh, really?
It came out last week.
So then why you guys are loving the demo so much, why don't you pick it up?
That demo is a good... Like, I played a little bit past the demo. I have it on my computer and it's...
Seems like one of those games
like you
where
get into it. Like, it's like the full fucking like sniper like... You gotta lay down, like, trip mines to cover your entrances. You gotta, like, worry about where the sun is. Like...
That's cool.
It's almost too much stuff. Like, yeah, okay, I want the sniper experience, but, like, I don't care that my shoes are too tight or whatever, and it's making me miss my shot.
I don't remember tying like, my shoes.
I don't want things that in-depth. I don't want to have to fucking...
You should get Velcro shoes.
I don't want to have to spend 45 minutes setting up... So that I can take one sniper shot and kill a guy.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, no, that's actually the type of sniper game that I would want to play.
I think it gets.
I think what happened with that game though is that it fell victim to having a demo that was too good because I'm completely satisfied with the demo. You know, they almost give you too much and say, "Here you go, have fun," and don't. They either don't time limit it or they don't. You know, they give you too much to play with.
The multiplayer is super weird. It's like it's got a really good community. In it, like, I just played a couple games, but like every game, dudes were like talking and like making strategies. And I'm like, okay, Sniper Elite, like, I've played first person shooters, like, I know how this goes. So I'm like running through just the middle. The map I was playing, I got it all three times I played, was this kind of like all these buildings and then a courtyard in the middle, like these blown out, kind of bombed buildings. And so I'm just like running through the courtyard, and everyone on my team is just yelling at me. They're like, "You're gonna get shot, man!" I'm like, "No, it's cool. Like, I'll die, but I might get a kill. I don't Call of Duty. Yeah, I'll play that game." And it devolves into just pick a spot and hide there and wait for someone else to take the first shot at you and miss, and then try to shoot them.
It was really cool.
That's kind of cool.
It's different.
It's cool because you have to look off in the distance for like the scope reflection and stuff like that. So I think if you're looking for a good sniper simulator.
Yeah, that's what it is. Really it is cool. A simulator. For sure. And it's, I don't know.
I made it through the demo a couple times just running and gunning.
Yeah, you can do that, but in multiplayer, you just get shot and die.
Speaking of...
It's funny how that somebody running along the ground in the wide open gets killed by a sniper every single time.
Yeah, but then I would go running through the buildings or stuff, because they give you an assault rifle for some reason. You're like, "Here you go, have this, but don't use it." And so I just go running through the fucking buildings. And
I think the reason you have the assault rifle is so if you're actually climbing up a building and you see somebody in their sniper spot and you want to take their spot from them... Use your assault rifle.
It's
hard.
It's super. I had the biggest problem I had was I couldn't pick out, even after some guy would shoot at me, I couldn't pick out where he was because it's all just brown on brown. It's brown on brown on brown.
Active camo.
Yeah, basically.
The multiplayer for Max Payne, I know when we were just getting ready to start, I played through a round of it, and my initial impression, honestly, it plays a shitload like the Uncharted multiplayer. The bullet time seems really weird because I think you guys explained it as being it's an area effect, right?
Kind of like a chain reaction.
Well, we were speculating on it. We didn't
know. Okay.
Someone emailed in the show saying that, and I actually read an article saying that that was how it was.
Because in the entire round that I played, it was 10 minutes long, 15 minutes long. Never once did I experience being slowed down, but I was diving around left and right trying to make sure everybody else was slowing down, and it seemed like when I'm diving, I just become this really slow-moving stationary target for everybody to pump bullets into. I'm looking at guys trying to pop off bullets, and they're just zipping around corners. I'm like, this is fucking not bullet time. This is basically me stand there and die time.
I think it's supposed to be like a kill streak or something.
I don't know.
Like, it's not everyone's... You're not supposed to have it as unlimited as you do in the single player. You're supposed to have to, earn it. So maybe the dive animation is just really slow, because he's, a big,
No, but, you are diving through the... You are driving through the air in clear slow motion.
You got, bullet trails?
I don't know. All I know is, when I dive on the ground, Matrix. I jump and then hit the ground immediately. I don't sail through the air.
It's a video game. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I'm not. I thought I was
controlling. Max Payne is not a real person.
I thought I was controlling.
He's a sad story.
Real people.
Spoilers.
30 years.
Yeah, not even.
God damn.
Fucking 15 minutes. He's just going to be that grizzled.
Next week when he's legal to drink in the States.
Yeah. Popping pain pills.
Yeah, when is the big day?
That will be a week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow.
No.
Everybody.
Oh, your birthday. Yeah.
Mark your calendars.
Spam them with HBDs.
Maddie, they're in 21. Holy big dick. Is that what that?
Yes.
Everybody
Hairy big dick.
Send them a bottle of liquor.
Sure. Okay.
What's the drinking age in Canada? Is it 21?
18. In Alberta.
Alberta.
It varies across the country?
Yes.
Wow.
It's old hat.
Very old hat. Hey, I played some games this week, you guys.
What did you play?
I played Terra this week.
How was that from
that
the guy who
was... That was an interesting conversation to
jonesing
watch.
To play Terra.
Yeah.
I was fucking jonesing. And you know what? Terra seems... I don't want to say that it's super fresh and super unique, but it seems pretty okay for an MMO.
Seems different than what's out there?
Yeah, different enough that if you maybe played World of Warcraft and that wasn't quite your thing, but you sort of like the whole, MMO dynamic, then, yeah, Terra might be okay. It's kind of your standard MMO. I don't even know if I can name off all the classes. I played maybe 6 or 7 hours of it. I was a Slayer, which is a melee DPS. They're very... upfront about this class is either a tank, healer, or DPS.
So kind of like Star Wars in the way they did it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was a Slayer. But Whereas in like the Old Republic and World of Warcraft, you kind of you click an enemy and then you are engaged to that enemy and you are auto attacking them, and then you can press buttons to use your abilities. In Terra, it's like one button click, one attack, and it's sort of it's a lot like Dragon Age 2, kind of. I would liken the combat almost exactly like Dragon Age 2.
Sounds like exactly like Dungeons & Dragons Online combat.
Yeah? Count in.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But, so I didn't actually buy the game, because I didn't want to spend $50 on an MMO that I knew I was only going to play for a week. And so one of the fans of the show, James, actually is a crazy person and let me use his account, gave me access to his account and his email address in case I had trouble getting into his account.
Jesus.
And let me use his account to play Terra. So big thanks to that guy.
Just so you know,
stole his credit card info,
charged a bunch of shit,
bunch of porn with that credit card,
and not your average porn. This is like bottom of the barrel.
This is like midgets on animals.
This
porn.
Is stuff that like Eastern Europeans don't even like looking at.
Too hot for Czech.
So big thanks to that guy, James, for letting me use his account.
I wish we had more people buy us games. That'd be sweet.
Well, I didn't buy it. Eads a game. Yeah, he just kind of gave him a game.
I know. I was just dropping a pretty heavy-handed hint there.
Yeah.
So did it come across as too much?
That game is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it runs in the Unreal 3 engine and looks fucking phenomenal. I was constantly just like stopping to look
at the screen captures. This game's fucking so awesome. Look at this picture.
Oh, goddamn, that game looks good.
And it runs how many
frames?
No.
All the frames.
Lots of people.
1080
all
frames.
The people?
1080 frames. Well, it didn't seem super populated, but it kind of did the Tor thing where there's different channels. So there's no factions, which is weird. You can at any point just declare yourself an outlaw, and then you fight not outlaws, which is the default state of being. And I think you can fight other outlaws when you're an outlaw.
So when you're an outlaw, can you return to being a law-abiding citizen?
Yeah, it's as you kill lower-level players, your outlaw status increases by bigger amounts, and then you have to wait time, or I think you can do a quest to...
Can you, as a non-outlaw, go and hunt the outlaws?
Well, you sort of... It's kind of like everybody against the outlaws. So I only encountered one, and I think I was like level 10 or something. I was at the second kind of main hub area, and there was an outlaw there who was max level, just killing everybody. And I'm like, okay, well, this is like fucking stupid. How do I deal with this? We can't team up against this guy. Nowhere is safe. Like, what do I do? And then I realize there's channels you can kind of switch between. So I can just go from channel 1 to channel 6 or whatever, where this outlaw is in. It's a different instance of the world.
So everybody just kind of messages, hey, stay away from instance 1. We got a dickhead outlaw there.
Yeah. Well, then he would jump channels, and then you're like, okay, he's here now. We're going to go back somewhere else. And you just kind of jump around. So, I mean, that stuff wasn't super bad. I didn't really encounter with a lot of other players too much. Like, I saw people doing stuff, but I never grouped. The first instance is, like, level 20, and I think I was, like, level 14 or something. But, I mean, I don't know. I would have been really interested to see how that game plays with the classic group settings. Because, like, instead of your traditional, like, healers, you have to... you put on your heal ability, and then you kind of target. You, like, paint over your targets, and then you use it, and your dude will, like, do this animation and heal them. But while you're in the ability, you can, like, roll around and dodge attacks and stuff. And it seems like a lot of...
work?
It seems engaging. Because, I mean, one of the...
Seems like there's a whole lot more options than to just, like, your average MMO where the healer just stands in the corner, spams heals,
and the tank
move.
Presses 1-1-1-1. Yeah. Like, it's one of the classes actually tanks by rolling around and dodging all the stuff instead of having, like, super armor or whatever. So that seems really weird. Like, a lot of that game seems real different. So if you're looking into an MMO...
Who's Terra?
I think that's the world? Terra Patrick. Don't Google her.
Don't Google her.
It's, yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I wish they had a free trial, because I think that if people could try this game out, like, you really have to try it to sort of understand it. Message James. Get him to lend you his account. It's weird, though. It's cool. I played something else. What else?
You played some Portal with me.
Played like 10 minutes of Sniper Elite. Those couple games and a little bit of single player. Yeah, I played some Portal with Eric, which is frustrating. I don't want to play games with you anymore.
More than that?
I don't ever want to. Way more.
Well, no, here's the thing. I understand. I send Matt this message saying, hey, let's chat. No, I'm in character. Mm-mm. I'm in character. Robots don't talk. We don't have vocal box.
Our robot doesn't have voice box, bro.
And I'm sitting, and no wonder, because that game is so fucking frustrating sometimes, even if you have played through, I'm sitting there going, all right, I forgot what to do, and Matt said, you're spamming the look button, like, ding, 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 look over here, do this, and then he types something like, come on, noob, berating me through the text
chat. The whole time, Eric's mic is on, so I can hear, like, him mashing his buttons, like... I heard his wife come in one time and he's like, oh shit, you scared me. Like, his mic is just open and ambient.
Well, and yeah, because I was sitting there. I was so focused. I'm so focused and intent on what's going on. Like, I didn't see the door open in my peripheral vision, and she comes up and, like, she taps me on the shoulder. Like, just really, and I thought it was my cat reaching up to like, tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, can I come up? And I look around, and her face is, like, right there in my shoulder, like, oh, fuck.
It was weird. I kind of had a headache, too, which is why I didn't want to talk, but... I've been playing a lot of... I played a lot of Portal 2, the Infinite Perpetual Testing Initiative. Whatever that new custom map DLC is called. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of those maps. And there's some impressive shit out there.
Yeah, are they good ones?
There's, like, some crazy ones that seem... I don't know how people are doing it. It's, like, above and beyond the scope of the tools they give you. There's, like, some really good, like, story-driven ones with, like, boss fights and shit. It's weird. So I did one where you are going through these test chambers and this defective turret is trying to prove that he's not defective by putting you through all these tests, and then at the end you have to fight the defective turret in this weird, like, he's making, like, lasers go across the room and you gotta kind of, like, bounce the bombs into his place that he's sitting.
Is that available on consoles?
Yes.
The perpetual
maybe
testing?
Not.
Yeah. I don't think it was a console thing.
Yeah, because I couldn't imagine how that would
work.
Well,
you have Steam, right? And it's not like you're downloading any new assets. All the assets are already on the disc and in the game. You're just downloading, like, the configuration of those assets. I mean, I don't think the map files are very big, because you just pick, like, okay, I want to play this map, and then it instantly puts you into the map.
So you can build your own maps, then.
Yeah, I played around a little bit with that, and it's really, really user-friendly. Super, like, if you have an idea for a map, basically... I was just playing around, trying to build some simple stuff, and the only way I could really come up with, like, the quote-unquote complex stuff where you gotta, like, use the light bridge put the goo on the bridge and then bounce into the whatever, was kind of just build a room and, like, okay, I want to use a platform in this one, and then put a platform, and then I just kind of expand out. I'm like, oh, to get to this platform, you gotta go over here and get the cube, but to get the cube, you gotta turn the gel on with this laser gun. Laser brick bouncer. I don't know. Super user friendly, though. I mean, I just went in there, and within 10 minutes, like, you know it all. There's no coding. It's just like, okay, I'm going to grab this wall and drag it out. Yeah. Super easy. Really well done. A lot of cool stuff coming out of there. And it's free on PC. And maybe PS3.
Maybe. I'll play that game again. I really like that game.
I started playing through the single player for, like, the fourth time. And. Oh, man, it's so good. I just like listening to all the dialogue.
Yeah, okay, the dialogue is definitely worth playing through again, but, like, do the
And I forget
puzzles?
The puzzles. Because yeah. I don't have the photographic memory of you.
I don't have photographic memory. Like, how do they it just do clicks.
This? I don't... Oh, I can't... Fuck. Do I cover the room in white goo?
It just clicks.
What do I don't know what to do.
But you've played it through, I mean...
So many times.
And you still can't just remember what every puzzle is.
No, there's, like, hundreds of puzzles.
So?
I'm remembering a lot of them. But then I'll hit one where I'm just like, I do not fucking know what to do. It's always the ones with the tractor beams. The blue and orange tractor beams that go opposite directions.
Oh, yeah.
Tractor beams break my mind.
Which, oh, the... Where you can, like, float on them?
Yeah. Because there's so much stuff where you, like, go in them and put a portal on the wall... And that makes you come out somewhere else, and then you drop down to the first one and move it. Fuck tractor beams. There's a reason that shit don't exist, because it's too confusing.
I should pride myself more on not finding that game too hard.
I don't think it's super hard.
Apparently it sounds like it.
I'm stupid. I just like playing through it. I always find new strings of dialogue that I've missed. And it's just they're all so good that every time I find one, totally worth it. Totally.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a lot of new Cave Johnson dialogue in the DLC stuff, which is super good too. Yeah.
I love that guy.
Still, what's his face?
J.K. Simmons? Yeah. I'm playing that. I got a phone.
Yes, welcome to the world of the real world. Not shitty.
I got a phone, you guys. I can play the Angry Birds on my phone.
Is that the first thing you played?
Galaxy, right?
Galaxy.
Android
Nexus.
Powered?
Galaxy Nexus.
Android?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I'm still just in love with it. The novelty hasn't worn off yet compared to my old phone.
I'm glad you didn't fall victim to the Apple blinders.
It is big. It is
no
big.
Way. The reason the I didn't iPhone's
go,
way better.
The reason I didn't go with iPhone is because the Galaxy Nexus has Flash support, and I like Flash.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things use Flash. And Apple will never have Flash support.
The only reason people buy Apple is because it's got the goddamn Apple logo on it, and everyone wants to be hipster.
But it's a good phone.
It is
though.
Not.
It is.
The thing has a fucking glass screen, something that you walk around with and are prone to drop. I can't tell you how many times I've dropped my phone. It's got Gorilla Glass on it. That shit's never going to break.
I can tell you how many times I've dropped my phone.
None.
Once.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, from the couch to the ground.
Lucky didn't shatter.
Devastating.
I didn't look at like technical specs really or anything. I was just in the store. And I'm like, okay, I kind of want an Android device because I like the Flash. And I like
Maddie just making money. Somebody sell me something.
Basically. I like the... it's a lot more customizable. Like, you can go in and do the root access stuff and sort of play around with it like that.
So What's your main screen? Default?
Just default right
Customizable.
Now.
Sweet.
I've got it unlocked. I've got emulators and on here and shit. I got fucking Super Mario RPG. Got a Super Nintendo emulator. Got Pokemon Yellow.
Something you can't do on the iPhone.
My Pikachu knows Tail Whip. What up now? But I was in the store and just looking around at him. I'm like, because it was like, okay, sign up for a 3-year contract, which is a long contract. 3 years.
I always sign up for 3-year contracts.
Do you get to change your phone
at
all?
No, but I mean, I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, God, what if I can't pay for it? Like, oh, 3 years so long. Like, what if I fall into debt? Tell's gonna come take my house.
You know, most people plan that they will be better off in the future.
Oh.
Matt's planning. You know what? 3 years from now, I think I might be living on the street.
Did I unplug you?
Yeah. I'm back in. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
But I was just in the store and, like, because it was like 3-year contract and any phone is $49.99 or whatever. The one time.
And you can contract jaundice.
Yeah.
In 3 years.
But so
I'm going to get rickets.
That would look good yellow.
I was just looking through them, and I'm like, oh, this one's pretty big. I like the big screen. I want the big one. Got the big one.
That's what you went in to say?
Well, no, I was like, they have them all like on the display rack, right? So I was like picking them up and like browsing through the things. And I like that the screen is like way bigger.
That is pretty
Where
big.
Did you say you got it?
Telus in the mall.
Telus. Yeah. So... You went to the Telus store, and you went in there.
Well, first I went to the Bell store.
With your belt buckle this big, you said, I want the biggest phone you can get, because I want to put truck nuts on it.
I was going to say, I get truck nuts for my phone. First I went to the Bell store, because I have an old phone with them. I'm on, like, some family plan contract. Here, let me unlock it for you.
Fucking security over here, and running mana tank off of it, or what?
Well, yeah. Don't turn the phone off, whatever you do. This podcast turns off. I went to the Bell store, because that's who I'm with right now, and I have my phone, and I'm like, okay. Really, I wanted it for E3, because I want to take pictures and shit, I want to tweet, I want to be connected.
Are you even going to have international service down here?
E3 has free Wi-Fi everywhere, so okay. I'll be okay.
Yeah, and there's only going to be a billion people leeching off it.
I'm sure that it'll be okay.
It'll be good enough for Twitter, it won't be good enough for anything else.
It's not like I'm going to be live streaming from the show floor off my fucking Galaxy Nexus phone camera.
But you could.
So I went to the Bell store, and first I phoned them, because I'm like, okay, I want to upgrade. I'm tired of living in the past, whatever. I'm making money, somebody sell me something, quote-unquote. And so I phoned them. I'm like, this is what I want to do. I want to take my same number. I just want a new phone, and I want to be on my own plan, because I'm on the family plan right now, which doesn't have any data or anything. And he's like, yep, no problem. You can do that. You're a secondary number on the account, so they can just pull you off. No problem. No fees. You just sign up for the new contract. You'll have the one-time fee for the phone, which is standard, and whatever. And I'm like, okay, good. Great. I'm set. So I went to the store, got there, and it's me, my mom, my mom's sister, and someone else on the family plan. And my mom actually has a smartphone, and she's not even on the plan anymore, but it's still in her name. So she's the only one who can make changes on the plan.
Oh, that's such a pain in the ass.
And I'm like, well, she's at work. And, like, I fucking hate waiting for things, so sell me this goddamn phone. I'm like, oh, well, it says here that John, my father, is also... He's also an authorized member, whatever. He can make changes. I'm like, okay, well, I'll go home and get him. And he's 62 years old and doesn't walk so good anymore. So I went home and dragged my dad out of the house and dragged him in... he hobbled into the Bell store, and then we got there, and we're like, okay, this is what we want to do. Guy on the phone said, it's all good, do this. Put me on a new plan. I want the big one. And they're like, oh, well, if we want, it's $80 service fee, first of all, and then it's $40 because we got to change the number, and then it's $150 for a full, you're looking like $1,900 bill.
What?
I'm exaggerating, but there were, it worked out to like, $380 or something before I even spent the money on the phone, because he's like, well, we gotta register a new number to that phone, and that's $40, and then we gotta change the numbers, and that's another $40, and then there's service fee, which is another $40.
So did you have to, like, buy out your old contract? Is that why it was so expensive, or?
Well, that's what he's like, and then we can't take your number off here, because it's still on the plan. I'm like, well, tech support said I'm a secondary number. This should be... He said it wouldn't cost me anything. Like, this is bullshit. And I was just... He was being kind of douchey as well. And I was kind of getting upset. And my dad was just grumbling in the background.
Fuck am I here? I should be sleeping on the couch.
And so basically, it got to me. I was just like, well, okay, it's all these fees. Why wouldn't I just go literally next door to Telus and sign up for a new plan and get a new phone? And he's like, well, at this point, maybe that would be your best option. So I'm like, okay. And then I literally just went next door to Telus, signed up for a new plan, and got a new phone.
That's what you gotta do. Like, I
told him to fuck himself.
Transferring from one of my previous phones to another phone. Or, yeah, something like that.
It's the joke.
I literally started a new phone number with Bell.
Yeah, that's what I would tell us.
I'm like, fuck it, whatever. It's
the jump from not smartphone to smartphone is fucking impossible.
Yeah,
because you need a new plan. Stupid. Like, oh, the plan was in my mom's name or something, and they're like, well, we can't run a credit check because that costs $30, which is a load of shit because Telus, they did it in 10 seconds.
You don't need a fucking credit check to have a cell phone.
Yeah, you
apparently
do.
To have a plan, you do.
What?
If it's on your credit card. Or else you have to bring in, like, a void check or something. I don't know. It was super, super frustrating. And I'm... Because, like, well, okay, do I call tech support now? And I'm like, listen, your Bell guy is being a douche, and I am, like, 10 feet from a Telus store. What are you going to give me to stay with Bell? I want my new smartphone. Like, should I call Telus and be like, hey, Bell's jerking me around. I want some incentives. Like, So I just walked into Telus, pointed at a phone on the rack.
Give me that.
The big one.
Big one. I want the big one. Give me a case. I want the one with the otter on it. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye. So there you go.
Yeah, it's just that simple.
That's how I got my new phone. And I'm just enthralled with it. I got, like, games on there and shit. The battery lasts...
Dungeon Defender.
Yeah, that thing fucking destroys my battery. The battery lasts, like... It seems like the battery lasts, like, 20 minutes. Because, like, even just... Obviously, the first day I got it, I was just using the shit out of it just because.
You know how long my battery lasts on my iPhone?
How long?
Long time.
Yeah, if you don't use it.
Really, I don't buy that.
If mine's on standby, I think it'll last, like, maybe 2 or 3 days if I'm not using it. But if I'm, like, I like going on there, like, check my Twitter and check... I got a bunch of news feeds on there that I like to check, video game news and stuff. Like, it doesn't... It's like I gotta charge it every night. And that's weird for me because...
Well, yeah, you have to charge it every night. Welcome, but I mean, you shouldn't...
It's so,
you shouldn't ever have to run out in the middle of the day type of thing.
No, I should... I could. I mean, if I just got up and played 3 hours of Dungeon Defenders on my phone, it would probably be dead, but...
Why don't you play it on your Xbox?
I just have it on my phone because it's novel and new. But, like, my standard phone, that thing can fucking run for, like, 2 weeks without charging. That thing is...
Because the only thing your standard phone could do is make a fucking phone call.
It's just weird. I'm just getting used to it, but I love it. I'm super overprotective of it because that thing's got to last me for 3 years. What if I get jaundice? It's fun. I don't know. I'm super behind the curve, though, so I don't want to just be, like, taking pictures and tweeting them and shit and be like, look what I can do, you guys. You seen these new phones? They got cameras. But at the same time,
you should just do that.
I really want to do that. Like, I was, and I also don't know where the point of good taste stops. Like, I was going to take a picture of, like, I'm, like, in the bathroom taking a dump. I'm like, would it be weird if I take a picture of, like, my pants? And, like, guess where I am right now? And fucking tweeted that out. Like,
that's the curve, man.
Don't
that's
be the douche that tweets out food. That shit's annoying.
I was going to do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, that's just dumb.
Sometimes you got to do it. Like, fucking sometimes you are proud of the hamburger
no,
that you
like,
eat.
If you're eating, if you're eating a little, if you're over in Taiwan eating balut or whatever the hell that half-born duck fetus is, then fuck yeah, tweet that out. But I don't give two shits about your garlic-encrusted asparagus.
Yeah, or, yeah, I'm at the Olive Garden. I got myself a nice pasta. I'm going to tweet that out.
I was gonna take a picture. I had Salisbury steak last night, and I was actually going to take a picture and tweet it and be like, I'm just like, hey, Hideo Kojima, except taller, and tweet that out. But
that would have been funny.
Yeah, I don't...
Just do it.
I don't
want
to talk to
new.
Good taste.
Just do it.
Picture my pants. It's probably going to happen.
Don't be too proud.
I think, like, legs and pants just down around my ankles. Like, you guys will never guess what I'm doing right now. Oh, watch out for those. That's all I've done.
The Maddies is about to get interesting.
Fuck. I tweeted a picture of my face. Just cause.
How did I miss
my
that?
Face. Meet me on the podcast. Look, that's me. It's not a very flattering picture, but Oliver thought I was taking pictures.
That's about as flattering as you can get.
Oliver thought I was taking a picture of him at the time, so...
Chucking a deuce.
are we ready for some new releases?
Yeah, let's do some new releases. Finish this up.
Get back to Diablo.
Finish this up. This is only, like, the second quarter of our show.
Yeah. Yeah, we can breeze through that. I don't even have to be here for that. I'll just take the mouse, go back downstairs.
Coming out this week!
Diablo 3.
Diablo 3. Yeah, usually we do this on Sunday, so that's why everything's delayed.
Coming out today, yeah?
Came out today.
15
Diablo
hours ago.
Diablo 3! What?
Just go with it.
Oh. Max Payne 3. Yeah, that's coming out. Game of Thrones.
Actually, that's 20 hours ago.
The RPG is coming out.
Terrible with math.
That is about it.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages coming out on PS3. That's actually kind of cool. Did you ever see anything for Rock of Ages?
The Rolling the Rock?
Yeah, quirky. Yeah. Super that's quirky. Cool. Rock has like a big face on it. It's like Dwayne the Rock Johnson is rolling around. You're rolling him around. Trying to figure out what he's cooking.
Cooking
is the smell. You don't know what it is. You gotta piece it together.
I can't believe you think these things you say are funny.
That's the new releases. I gotta go take a shit right now.
Tweet it.
Tweet it out. Battleship.
Battleship.
Battleship, the game.
The game of the movie.
Is Rihanna in it?
Probably.
Oh, great.
Follows elite demolition specialist Cole Mathis as he clashes against an aquatic-based extraterrestrial peril in the sand and sea.
Wave-based?
Of the beautiful Hawaiian archipelago.
I would have to say there's probably going to be a lot of waves in that game.
Totally wave-based. It's a mech shooter, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Battleship shooter.
They could have just released the board game in video game form and I'd be happy.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to steal any content from any other shows, but I'm gonna. For that Battleship movie... because it was kind of an interesting thought. Do you think they're just going to try and drop like as many cheesy like board game taglines into this? Do you think they're going to say, you sunk my battleship in Battleship the movie?
They have to.
Gonna say, you sunk my battleship.
Of course they have to.
Like, I can't even... What's like the...
It's going to be the Admiral's going to be on like the carrier and he's going to be looking over, and then, yeah, it's going to be the, you sunk my valve.
Yeah, but he's got to be saying it to the alien, so maybe he's going to be, have like a walkie-talkie, or like a megaphone that he's screaming out to.
No, he'll be like generally addressing the alien ship, and he'll just be like, man, you're such a dick. Aw, you sunk my battleship.
He could just be talking to himself.
If I go to the theaters and see that happens.
You come into our world and invade our planet, and then you sunk my battleship.
Oh, God.
Michael Ironside.
Yeah.
The general.
Hey, who's the voice of Max Payne?
Don't know.
Maximilius and Payneford. Shortened his name for showbiz. Let's go for a break. And when we get back, we'll talk about some news.
Why?
Kevin and I have a lot of Diablo to play. What happened this week that we need to know about?
Assassin's Creed. Actually, that game looked fucking awesome.
Yes. Before all this, we're going to be in LA first week of June.
The whole first week. June 4th through
the 9th. Coming up pretty quick, eh?
Yeah, that's not long from now. June 5th to the
4th through the 4th through the 9th.
Those days. And I would just be interested in getting a number, if any, if there's anyone locally in LA.
Because
we could do a thing where, okay, we're going to be hanging out here at this time. If you want to come down and say, hey, that's a thing that could happen.
Throw a disclaimer out there. Like, if you're 12, 13, you know what, if you're under 18.
If you're not a
21.
If you're not a 21-year-old.
Hot,
you know.
Well, no, I mean,
lady.
What's the 5 years, right?
Okay.
So, I mean,
16, sure,
and attractive and female.
Sign note from your parents that
it verifies your age. Like, we don't want any surprises.
Photo ID, a letter of consent.
Yeah, preferably a letter of consent beforehand.
No, I think we could do a thing where just like all,
yeah,
you know, anyone who will be, if there's enough interest,
we'll have to make sure that we're not at a drinking establishment or a gentleman's club.
What about, like,
we'll be outside
Chuck E. Cheese or Bullwinkle's?
I think that'd be creepy if it was like, hey, come meet the Manitank Podcast at Chuck E. Cheese. We'll be...
I was just imagining
we'll
a thing where, like...
diddling in the ball pool.
We'll be here doing whatever, and then if you want to stop by and say, hey, that's cool. Yeah. Not, like, we're not going to have, like, a table set up, like, signing our book or whatever.
No, but if you want us to sign shit, bring it and a marker.
You should.
I'll mark the shit out of it.
But, I mean, if anyone's interested in that... just let me know, podcastmattank.com. And then if enough people are interested, that'll be something that we'll
set
up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Otherwise, what if, like, two people are interested?
I'll give you a copy of Dragon Age.
not fucking worth it.
If I only got two fans who want to meet me, I don't even fucking care about you people.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I don't want to click this.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
What is it? Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, my.
Oh, that may have been the response to Eads' most recent tweet.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's way funnier after you've listened to the podcast, but... oh, I'm an idiot. Eric, tell us about some news. Fuck, let's get through this.
I want to touch on what Swag said. The Assassin's Creed 3 gameplay trailer dropped.
Ooh, that looks so good.
Holy shit. I'll be the first one to say that I hate
Assassin's Creed. That series bores me to death. I played the first one for about 6 hours and went, yeah, this sucks, and never looked back. However, I think the huge draw for this game, I know it's still an Assassin's Creed game, I'm not getting my hopes up that they've changed anything to the core gameplay, but the fact that they're going to tackle the American Revolution is just incredible, because there have hardly been any games that have touched that period in history, and the ones that have not done it well.
That's just because American history is boring.
Dude. Is that like a big point of contention with Americans?
No.
Is it like a big split?
Well, it's just because everybody secretly hoped, was wishing that the South would win.
That's the Civil War, you idiot.
What the fucking difference?
The American Revolution was like breaking free of Britain, right?
Yes, that happened in...
Same shit, man. Different year.
1776, and we beat the shit out of the Brits. And then...
Woo!
That, like 100 years America! Later was the Civil
yeah!
War.
Yeah!
So
fuck yeah!
Oddly enough, they don't teach the American Revolution in British schools because they got their ass handed to them. So,
well,
no,
I'm pretty sure they.
I'm
do
sure
teach
they
it.
They gloss over the fact that America was a colony, and then
they cheated.
Same thing happened in 1776 that we don't really
attitude.
Remember.
See, you embody what I imagine all Americans are like. They don't talk about this in Britain because we fucking schooled them.
Back to back World War champs.
Now we got things like the fucking.
Oh. Fuck, that is ignorant.
That's just how I stereotype all Americans now.
Well, come on, I mean, flip it around and look at it the other way. If they actually had schools in Afghanistan, they're obviously not going to talk about the fact that America beat their asses.
You guys are ignorant.
They don't teach anything about World War II in Germany.
That is not true. That is absolutely not true.
I'm just being ignorant.
I know a lot of the stuff coming out of Germany, especially like movies and stuff, is that, yeah, World War II was like a big point of contention, but it's a thing where they're very open about it. They're like, we're not Nazis.
Yeah.
These guys were Nazis.
Yeah, and it's...
And they're very open about it, and they try and...
They're open about it until you try to display Nazi paraphernalia, and then you get charged with treason.
Yeah, just like... Well, I don't know if you get charged here.
Yeah, well, in Britain, Germany, you do.
In Canada,
it's like
I'm
a federal
sure
offense to have anything Nazi.
Really?
I'm sure it's against the yeah. law to display,
like even if, like,
stuff,
people down
it?
Here are really big into collecting World War II stuff, and I've gone to a lot of flea markets that have had, like, Hitler Youth knives and, like, actual World War II Nazi flags, and people...
I think stuff's different.
It's not allowed.
If you, like, have it in a museum or something.
I have
like,
a buddy.
No, like, this is stuff you could purchase and display at home.
You're like, yeah, I got... Well, like, I got
Interestingly enough, it's Jesse Peach.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's all
on task,
together.
People. Yeah. We have not right. a lot of time.
We gotta finish Diablo 2 or Diablo 3 tonight, so let's... Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Does look good.
It's kind of cool because from what you can see, it looks like they're pitting Connor, they're putting him in the middle, because in the trailer you can see him working with both sides, maybe not working with him, but he's interacting with both sides the war, and it looks like there's some major historical figures, like it could have been General Cornwallis and stuff like that, but hopefully they start bringing in like actual real events and you're interacting with Washington and people like that to kind of get in the middle and pit different parts of the war against each other. And it's something that I'm actually looking forward to. I'm probably going to play it, even though I've never played any of the other Assassin's Creed games.
Are you like a big American history buff?
No, not really. I just...
Kind of coming off like it. Just a
yeah,
big American.
Totally,
buff.
Totally coming off.
My grandpa taught American history. Yeah, it's
America.
I don't know. I'm excited for it simply because it's the American Revolution. Like, I'm so sick of World War II shit. They don't have a lot of Vietnam stuff, but I'm sick of that. And a
couple of years ago, you were on the edge of your seat. Let's make it a three-peat. Let's go.
It's supposed to, like, I actually, that's the part of that game that kind of appeals to me the most, is that Connor, and he is supposed to be fighting a war on a grander scale, like the war for mankind.
Yeah, because he's got a lot of ties with the Native Americans and stuff like that, so I think that's...
It's like the Templars versus the Assassins is paramount, and this revolution that's happening in America is just a byproduct. No, I'm sure it will be a byproduct of the Templar assassin.
That's interesting.
Control, whatever.
I've always liked how they've woven that sort of, like, I guess it was more apparent in 1 and 2.
How did they weave a lot of, like, the French Renaissance stuff into 2? Like, were there a lot of historical events?
Italian Renaissance.
Was it Italian?
Italian.
Oh, I thought it was French.
Not really. It was stuff like the Borgias.
Oh. Yeah, it was just set in that.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that...
Da Vinci's your buddy.
Yeah.
Builds you shit.
But nothing, like, I don't think anything was actually, like, historically accurate.
No.
Not, like...
They always have big disclaimers.
That... Not like they're placing, like, the American Revolution and this is happening in the backdrop of it.
Yeah, I'll just be disappointed, like, if they take a lot of liberties. I'd think it'd be kind of cool to see them take some liberties with it, but, you know, changing the whole outcome of the war or really misrepresenting a lot of the stuff that happened would kind of suck, but...
Well, we talked about it when we were talking about Black Ops last week, where, like, all this stuff has happened, but in the world of Black Ops, like, this happened because of these black operations.
Yeah. Well, it's a thing, too, where... It's my stage name. It's a thing, too, where, like, stuff like that, they can just spin the outlook however they want, and then be like, and then the Templars recorded history like this, and everything you know is a lie, so what up? Nothing is true. Everything is permitted.
I sort of like that, where...
Requiescat in pace.
They'll, like, spin that shit in the lore where because fucking Connor did this, this happened, and because Connor did that, we won the war.
I bet there's fucking, was Benjamin Franklin around in those times? Is that the right era?
We're leading a dynasty. Yeah. Go America!
I bet that there will be a part where you have to assassinate Benjamin Franklin by tying a kite to him, and then it gets struck by lightning and electrocutes Benjamin Franklin.
Nice.
Wow.
I bet the kite and the lightning will be in there somewhere. I bet that'll be a thing. Connor just has this kite and gives it to him. He's like, here you go! Gives him this kite with a key on it.
Here, Ben. Hold my key. Hold my keychain.
Would you hold this for just 2 seconds? I'm just going to go
But the whole kite string's actually a really thin piece of metal that just conducts straight to his heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Assassin's Creed. Yeah, it looks okay.
Like, it sort of still looks familiar. Like, he's running on trees and shit. Yeah. And, like, sort of jumping off things and kind of...
I'm cool
curious to see how open the world is going to be this time.
Yeah. Throws the rope around the guy's neck and then jumps off the tree. That was cool.
But it's still fresh enough that it looks like it actually got me excited to see more.
I think the open world stuff was always the worst part of Assassin's Creed.
No way.
In Brotherhood, I hated how open it was.
Was there anything in the world, though?
There was a ton of collectibles.
See, I'm hoping that with this, as you're running around the world, because... There's different platoons and battalions of armies walking around, and hopefully, like, as you're jumping from tree to tree and coming to a clearing, you'll see these two armies marching towards each other, and you can, dive in and interact with them that way, rather than have everything be 100% scripted.
I don't know how that'd work.
Well, maybe. Just, like, the war is going on around you, and then you can kind of interact with it however you want. Yeah. I would be okay with that. But I bet it'll be a lot more, like... Oh, you arrived here, and now you're in this cutscene, and this army is marching here, and you have to infiltrate this battalion and assassinate this guy. Like, I don't think it'll be, this is going on, interact however you want. I think it'll be, this is going on because you are at this part of the game. So, I don't know. Assassin's Creed, it's a fucking yearly franchise now. I'm so burnt out on it.
Fight a bear?
We don't know that you get to fight it. For some reason.
That was weird in the trailer, where they're like, he's, like, talking about his enemies, and he's like, not all my enemies, whatever, and then there's a bear.
And then a bear comes.
It's just like, why don't you just, it's a wild animal. Like, what motive does the bear have? This bear ate the apple of Eden, and now it has superpowers.
That was kind of weird. I liked the part where it's, and I know, I just actually, the part where he swings from, like, an exterior into an interior and then out again.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was kind of cool, but, like, thinking about it now, like, they sort of did that in Revelations. It wasn't, like, an interior of a building. It was, like, they have that covered market or whatever in Istanbul.
Yeah.
And so there was that. But this was an actual interior of a building without any load times or whatever. Because usually you'd have to go to a door, walk through. But this was...
I think it basically was just a covered market stall, but like the same sort of... It's just, you can't go downstairs and you can't open the door.
It just looked really cool in that trailer.
Yeah, it was okay.
There's no dubstep in the trailer, was there?
Is there usually
dubstep? Any trailer without dubstep is just a
Revelations
bad trailer.
And Brotherhood. Very dubstep
heavy. Dubstep's getting overused.
You gotta wait for the wubs. I don't know.
That's one thing we didn't talk about for Diablo 3, is how awesome
the menu music is.
I didn't mind sitting there for an hour and a half listening to it.
I actually really, really like the... Because it's always kind of that like solo... I don't know if it's a guitar or it's like some other crazy stringed instrument, like a sitar or something ending in tar, a centaur.
Could be a centaur playing a sitar.
I don't know. I really dig that whole... I totally dig that music. It's a good. It's very unique to Diablo. Assassin's Creed. What else happened this week?
We touched on it a little bit earlier with the whole Minecraft issue, but a lot of people, I don't want to say got fucked over, but Microsoft wasn't very forthcoming with their information about the Minecraft multiplayer requirements, and a lot of people are getting fed up about that because you didn't really get ample notification that you need an HGTV. To play split screen until you actually get into the game. So a lot of people were bitching and complaining to Microsoft about that, and basically their reply was, we're not going to give you a refund because it says in the game that you need a HDTV. So
sort of shit.
Some people were having some luck getting a refund or partial points back, but technically they do have the license to the game, and they're the end user, and they should have known
researched.
And
should have read that 42 page long.
Well, no, I'm sure it does say somewhere in very tiny print that HDTV required. It probably, I bet it says
it's probably right on the download screen.
I bet it says at the very bottom of the download screen where it says like number of players and all that.
Yeah.
I bet it says there. But,
well, and I think that,
I don't know. It's hard for me to comment on this story because I really don't fucking care about Minecraft.
Yeah.
I just don't understand like why it's a big deal. It's like, you know what? Tough shit. You can still play single player.
I can see though. Like if we're gonna buy an Xbox Live game, say you and I are checking out whatever Diablo on the Xbox Live Marketplace. We're like, oh, split screen. All right,
Diablo 3 consoles. You heard it here first.
That's the only reason we're buying this game is because
confirmed.
We're interested in playing the split screen, and then we get it, and it turns out that your old TV.
But here's the thing that I never understood. I worked at GameStop through the launch of all of the current generation systems, and people would come in, and I understand at that point in time, back in 2005, 2006, HDTV still weren't mainstream. You cannot go into a store and purchase a non-HDTV anymore, at least where I live. They don't sell CRTs anymore. And the thing is, like, if you're going to purchase an HD gaming system, what the fuck's the point if you don't have the TV to display
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
How are you buying Diablo 3 without an internet connection? It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, and
I would say more people have internet than have HDTVs.
Well, and to me, it kind of...
And you were giving me guff about the Diablo thing.
I'm not going to side with Microsoft on
it. It's an untapped
it.
Market that we need to dig into.
I don't.
All of our fans are there.
I mean, how do you guys feel about it? Like, do you feel that people should have just... I guess I don't know how I'm trying to structure my question here, but... You know what? You're playing... We're 6-7 years into this console generation. Get a fucking HDTV.
I think it's the consumer's responsibility to make sure that they can play the game.
Yeah.
But it's like if I were to buy Diablo 3 from Blizzard and turns out my computer is 6 years too slow to play the game, they're not going to give me a refund.
No.
But I think
they're going to say, "Oh, well, you know, we have our system requirements stated right there on our webpage. Maybe you should have paid a little bit of fucking attention."
Yeah, it's too bad you can't interpret those. Big fuck you. You should have been able to. So exactly. It comes down to the responsibility of the user.
But I think the consumer base for Minecraft is much younger than maybe
I would disagree.
Games. On average, I think the average age is much younger than... Like, I would say 12 to 14.
Yeah.
I know a group of men that play Minecraft.
I'm not saying that grown-ass men like us Don't play Minecraft. Think, but I'm just saying.
Well,
I think ultimately,
and then you'll be a man next week.
It's the people who, like, you already have Minecraft on PC or whatever. But
I think Microsoft is pretty safe in the assumption that, you know what, there's going to be more people that are going to buy this and have an HDTV than people who are going to buy this and don't. Because it's not that hard to understand. Like, if you played Dead Rising or Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts when they first came out, you could not read the text on the screen unless you had an HDTV. And that's fine, because
yeah, there's tons of games where it was like that.
You can still physically play them, though.
But
you cannot
load into a multiplayer split-screen game without an HDTV.
Correct.
Seems like it's not entirely truthful. But
if it isn't sending out at least whatever it is, 720p signal or whatever HD is classified as, it will not let you load into multiplayer.
And
there's the switch on the back of the Xbox, right? HD.
Yeah.
To SD?
Yep.
So I'm sure that it relies on whatever position that switch is in, it'll let you boot up split screen or not.
So fucking just put it in the right position. Yeah.
It doesn't display anything on a standard definition television because it's the wrong signal.
Hmm. Can't trick the system.
First world problems. I don't know. I can see it. Because there's tons of games that I buy loads of games. It's not like I do research into them. I just go, oh, look, there's a game on the Xbox Live Marketplace. Great. Just a button press away, and it's downloading on my thing. So if I'm buying a game because I'm excited about the split screen aspect, like, oh, my brother and I are going to play Trials or whatever, and then I buy Trials, and it turns out it doesn't have split screen, I'm gonna be pissed. I'll be like, this is bullshit. Right?
It's so, like when we tried to play Killzone co-op.
Yeah, but it's not like we bought Killzone with, like, oh, this game has co-op, we can totally co-op this game.
Yeah.
And then found out we couldn't.
We bought it.
But
for
at the same time, if we were gonna buy Killzone for that, I would have looked at the back of the box to verify when we were buying it. Like, oh, this says local co-op only.
What would we have said? I don't know. Cause I would have. We were pretty sure we could do it, and when we we were like super deflated.
Because we just saw that co-op option on the screen all the time.
Well, I think that's something that they should be a little bit more clear about on the back of the box. It'll say co-op 1-2, but it should say local or online co-op. I think
it does.
On the back of the box?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Xbox games, it'll be in orange for Xbox Live stuff, and it'll say live beside it, and it'll be green for local co-op. And in a lot of cases, it'll just say local co-op only.
Well, that's handy.
But Minecraft doesn't have a physical box, right? You just download it.
I think so.
Minecraft.
I don't know.
Hey.
I can see. Yeah, this is sort of a shitty situation, but I mean, no one's really at fault. Is anyone at fault, really? I don't think so.
No.
The consumer's kind of at fault. Microsoft is maybe they could have been more open about this, but I mean, it's the thing where you don't turn people off your game.
Yeah, right? It's not like they're going to issue a press release the week before Minecraft comes out for Xbox Arcade and say, by the way, maybe you shouldn't buy this because you need such and such to play local multiplayer.
Why doesn't Notch just buy everybody an HDTV? That fucking guy.
He's got to be pretty damn rich now after that game.
Super rich.
He's doing okay. He's doing all right.
Isn't he going to fucking back one of
Schaefer's games,
Tim Schaefer's games?
Just putting like $1 million towards it or something, isn't it? Or 100,000? I think it's 100,000.
Tim, I'll give you whatever's in my pocket right now.
Yeah.
I got a tube of chapstick.
And $100,000 cash.
So?
Isn't he? Where's Notch from? He's from like Sweden?
Yeah, he's a million American dollars
wherever he is probably a lot of money. Backwater country. He's probably from Kazakhstan.
I don't think they have computer programmers in Kazakhstan.
Poland. Siberia. A lot of computer programmers in Siberia. A lot of video game developers in Siberia.
Nothing else to do.
Tomb Raider got delayed.
Yes.
I'm upset at that.
2013.
I'm actually a little upset about that too. That game, it's piquing my interest.
Yes.
So now my most anticipated game of 2012 is now Mass Effect.
Rescind the award.
Rescind that one. It's now Mass Effect.
I hope we still get to play it at E3.
It'll still be there. Because that screenshot that we threw up on the site said that this is a kind of a hint at more content that you'll be able to, that we're going to be revealing at E3. Hmm. So
Square. That game's by Square, right?
Yes.
Or published by Square.
Yep, Square Enix.
Can you guys... Hey, since you have that phone...
Yeah.
Can you take pictures of every and all booth, babe?
Sure.
Are there? I don't. Is E3 yes. about booth babes?
Yes. I don't know if they definitely. Still do it as much as they did when it was a public event.
Yeah, I thought that there wasn't there. I think there still a thing is. Where you're not allowed booth babes unless they're like in costume related to your. Oh no, that's PAX, right?
Bombcast was probably. Talking about I don't know.
But yeah, seriously, is. Like booth babes and get them to bend over. Yeah. Maybe make some erotic poses. Just, squeeze the titties.
Put their arms around me. Just kiss on the cheek for this.
Oh
picture.
Yeah, here's a
give me a smooth one.
Here's a picture gallery of the 2011 booth babes. So
yeah, I'm sure we can fucking snap pictures.
Yeah,
that's
make
what
that
they're
happen.
There for.
Yeah, exactly. They're there. Make it happen. Do not be too proud.
I'll get my creepy stare on a little bit.
What?
I like them better. Like, these are all just, like, hot girls in regular clothes. I like them better when they're in, like, dumb... Okay, she's not in regular clothes. I like them better when they're in, like, dumb costumes. Like, the fucking...
Yeah, like...
I remember seeing
Comic-Con.
The one for...
like, furry costumes?
No, for, like, Red Faction Gorilla. She was in, like, a big, like, fucking Red Faction jumpsuit and had, like, a giant hammer for some reason.
Nice.
I like when they're dumb. Here's Jax. That is a...
you like movie. Your girls dumb?
Not dumb. I like them dumb.
I like them dumb.
Dumb like...
Easy to take advantage of.
What's dumb? Not dumb, but dumb. There's
yeah,
two dumbs.
Just not smart.
Like, Asura's Wrath is dumb. Asura's Wrath is fucking dumb.
All right. But it's not dumb.
But this bitch is dumb.
Yeah, this bitch is fucking dumb. Yeah, okay. I'm in.
Sold.
Good.
Right.
Hey, another game got delayed.
Don't tell me.
Wait.
Fucking BioShock Infinite.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I bet your little heart crumbled.
I still hope we get to see that.
So does E3. Matt have to change his most anticipated game
that's
also?
Right. It's now Mass Effect.
Shit, my backup is Tomb Raider. And that's got two.
Now Mass Effect.
Diablo.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh, no, that we didn't know about that back in December, January.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, yeah, we knew. I thought it was winter. It was supposed to be winter of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Ooh, supposed to be fourth quarter 2012.
Hottest day of the year already.
Yeah, BioShock pushback.
That sort of sucks, too.
I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I'd rather them... Well... You never really know why a game gets pushed back, because they always say, they're like, we want to make a better product. But when Ken Levine comes out and is like, this game kind of sucked, so we pushed it back another year. I'm like, all right. Thanks.
That's yeah.
It's like, at least you're telling the truth.
I mean, one delay, okay, sure. They're polishing up. They're making it as good as they can. A couple more delays. Look at Last Guardian. We haven't seen anything about that for like years.
Yeah. That was supposed to be out last December.
No.
Huh.
Last Guardian, no.
What is that game about?
That's the third one in the Ico trilogy.
Yes.
Right.
And it looked amazing when I saw that trailer. When was it? That was
a long time ago.
Yeah, 2010 or whatever, a couple years ago. And now we haven't heard anything about it. Now I guess like some of the producers have left or whatever. And now it's just like, I think it's just in dire straits and it's probably not going to be good.
Vaporware soon.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I always just sort of bummed when games are delayed, but whenever they just come out and say that this wasn't working, so we need more time. Like, okay. All right. At least, I feel like they're being honest, at least.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like they're just coming out. They're laying their cards on the table. They're like, you guys are the consumers.
We want to have something that you're going to like.
Yeah, we sort of owe it to you to at least make sure this game's not a shit pile. Like, all right.
What if they get to that point where, like, this game's a shit pile, everybody's looking forward to it, and they just cancel it?
I honestly would rather have the game canceled than have... I don't know, because BioShock 2... I want to say that, like, a franchise that I really, really love, I would rather have... Like, I would rather not have Metal Gear Rising, because I think that game's going to suck and just sort of put a stain on the Metal Gear franchise for
Metal
me.
Metal Gear 2 did that already.
So, I mean, it's stuff
ironically
like that.
Ironically starring Raiden, too.
I would rather not have a game... I would rather have a game not come out than
have... At least it wasn't Cyborg Raiden.
I think it's just too out there. Like... There's a big following for BioShock. It looks... whatever they're showing looks amazing anyways.
Yeah.
They've got to put it out. Shitty or not. It's got to make some money.
Yeah.
It's been in development
especially,
for years.
What else is Irrational working on, right? I feel like... I feel like their eggs... This is like all their eggs in this basket. So if this doesn't come out, that's so much money wasted. What the fuck else has Irrational done lately?
Yeah. And that's sort of the story with Metal Gear Rising, too. They got that far. with it. And they could have totally canceled. Like, Hideo probably wanted to cancel it.
Everything I see about Metal Gear Rising, just every time they're like, "We got Raiden's arm now."
I think that looks so cool.
We got
his eye. I hope that is like the special edition. I would love that.
It's a cool idea, but like the videos and trailers are so shitty. Terrible. Did you guys run out of budget?
Terrible. Fuck. Outsourced it.
Brutal.
Fucking.
It's so bad. Like it.
College students.
It's worse than college students. I'm sure better shit comes out of my fucking program at Nate. It's so bad.
Maybe not your program, but a similar program. Sure.
Yeah, with like the
television
queen. Miss Canada Beauty Queen.
Yeah.
She's in my program.
No, she's
TV.
She's
in, TV. That's
the same program. All
right. The other side.
Segregation TV. Yeah. BioShock pushback. Oh well. I'll live.
We got another Lego game in the works, and this one I'm kind of excited for.
Pass.
Fucking Lego Lord of the Rings, man. Come on.
I saw a trailer for Lego Batman 2.
Oh, really?
There's actually VO on it.
Like,
voiceover. No, like, what? The Joker said some shit.
Oh,
unacceptable. That's
totally breaking, what, is it Mark Hamill?
Maybe, yeah. No.
He said he wasn't doing any more joke.
No, I don't think
so. I'm not doing any more joke, you guys, but Lego Joker.
That's a big difference.
I'm in, bro.
Sign me up.
Probably just lifted some of his tracks from Lego Star Wars.
So,
use the Force, Batman.
What's new on Lego Lord of the Rings?
Lego Lord of the Rings. It's going to be the same rehashing of all games or all movies that have trilogies and...
Skin it over.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it's going to be. And they'll probably take some excessive liberties with the story and ruin it for everybody.
Kev's got 9 minutes before he turns back into a pumpkin, so we got to fucking roll here.
That's about it for the week in gaming. Dragon Dogma launch trailer.
Dishonored.
I wish I had more time to talk about fucking Soul Sacrifice if it comes out for the Vita, but we'll save that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
supposedly maybe... it's a Demon Souls. Yeah. It's the true successor. Well, I shouldn't say true successor, but it's made by the team that did. Oh, wait, no, it didn't make. It's not. Anyways, it's a Demon Souls type game on Vita, supposedly coming out. But that'll be the.
I'm on the fence for that.
That will be the day I buy a Vita if that comes out. If that happens to be true, I'll buy a Vita for that game alone.
Matt, you were asking about. Reasons to buy Vita, apparently.
Maddie's just making money. Someone sell me something.
One of my... Dude, wait till E3, man. One of the guys that's coming is... He's got a Vita, and he'll let you burn yourself out on it and realize you don't want one.
Yeah, I was looking... Because I was looking... Because I was thinking maybe the smartphone's not an option. So I'm like, okay, well, I can get a Vita. Because that does... A Vita plus not a smartphone, you have all the functionality of a smartphone. You just got to carry two devices. Plus, you have a Vita,
and you have to pay.
But I was looking at the games out for it, and fucking no, fuck the Vita. Uncharted. Like, there's nothing out. FIFA Soccer, shitty Ridge Racers,
and it doesn't play the PS1 classic games yet. So, fucking waste of money.
They got to do something big at this E3. They got to like get people excited about the Vita.
They should just give us all Vitas. I would be okay with that.
This thing is going the way of the PSP right now.
I think handheld gaming in general is dying.
But I mean, they're like pimping this. Like, this is on par with consoles. This is the next big like thing in PlayStation.
They're not even saying that. They're not. They don't have a push for this fucking thing.
They have nothing
stupid
right
commercials
now.
Where the guy's walking in fucking traffic playing video games, not painting a good picture for itself.
I laugh my ass off.
Like,
every
what
time.
Are you doing?
Do you guys remember the little kid they had for
Marcus PSP? They did one commercial.
Up.
I love that kid.
That kid was annoying
dumb.
As shit.
No way. Him and Kevin Butler.
Dude, that kid was dumb. That kid was dumb.
You know what? Kevin Butler on a Vita commercial. Let's get a new Vita commercial out here. Kevin Butler doing it. I'll buy one. I'm sold.
I think they're past the whole Kevin Butler thing.
I hope not.
I want to meet him.
Contract run up.
He was good. He was good while he was there, but I'm glad
he shows up at E3 like he does.
You know who I hope is there? You remember Mr. Caffeine from
that was
Ubisoft last year?
Awesome.
I never saw that.
Oh. Where they were doing like, what if we made this game? Their whole theme was like, what if we made this game 25 years ago? And he would always go, like, do hand motions. And he, like, kept doing it. It's fucking so stupid. And he was...
he
was
kept
one
mispronouncing
part during the
Tom Clancy, too. He's like, Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy.
Who is Mr. Caffeine?
Mr. Clancy.
Poop on your toothbrush or whatever.
Yeah, he cut that together. He's like, poop on your toothpaste.
he was like yelling shit at the harmonics presentation from the audience. It was the
Who is he?
He's just some Ubisoft like PR guy named Mr. Caffeine. Oh man, he was awful.
That Konami one, that Konami presser was bad.
Yeah, we were watching just E3 flubs of like super awkward shit, and yeah, Konami for like 2 years running had amazingly bad ones. Like the guys don't even speak English, and they just have like the hilarious, hilarious stereotypical accents.
Dragon rule.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh goddamn! All right, let's go to some emails here.
Wrap this shit show up.
Go boys and Diablo.
Good luck finding finding good questions.
Emails. We had a couple here, didn't we? We had podcast@mattatank.com is the email address you want to write in your emails. We did screen these. I'm just looking for the one.
Okay, let's preface this. Like last week, we said, hey, please write in some interesting emails. And there were some interesting emails. Unfortunately, they didn't make the cut.
We got a load of emails this week. So what makes
a good email? What do we want
to
hear?
Something that we haven't answered every single show before. Listen to other shows.
Come up with a thought-provoking question about games.
And something we can have a discussion about.
Yeah.
Not like, what's your favorite? Because then we just say this, and that's it.
Yeah. Don't. If you can answer it with a yes or a no, it's not going to make the cut.
It doesn't have to be about games.
Well, no, but you get what I'm saying.
Kevin!
I just think that we're setting them up to fail.
I kind of think we are, too.
Yeah, if there's any...
Don't feel obligated to write in questions.
Yeah, like...
If you guys
just stop writing in questions, then we'd just be forced to stop answering them.
No, we
want to encourage them.
But, I mean, it shouldn't be... It's forced right now. Yeah, it's forcing the questions. So if you have a good or funny, thought-provoking question that is legitimately funny, not... dumb funny, like, took a poop on some girl's chest. Ha!
Hot
like
Carl.
That one we got last week. Whatever the fuck that was.
What?
That was an email we got last week where I'm like, I'm not reading the second part of this email.
Oh.
Because that's what that was. Something to that extent.
Well.
Yeah, don't force it. Brandon writes in here.
Thanks for writing in.
He wants to know some thoughts as you do the gang sign that you're doing to me. Brandon writes in, says, hey, Swag, Kevin, Matt, and Eric, just writing to get your guys' opinion on the marijuana laws / situation in Canada. Mostly because my hometown, Nelson, BC, is the first place in BC to start regulating and taxing marijuana by selling it out of coffee shops, much like you see in Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
I'm not entirely sure if that's true.
I personally think this will start happening all over BC because the amount of tax money they are because of the amount of tax money they are making off of it. Signed, Daily Toker.
Nice.
I didn't know that. I fully believe
that if this were a true story, that this would be national news. Like, if Nelson, BC legalizes, well...
We can fact check here.
It has to be decriminalized first in order for it to...
It is decriminalized in Canada, isn't it? It's not legal, but it's decriminalized. That's what I always hear people saying.
Yeah, me too.
We go now to our resident drug and anime editor, Kevin Beyer.
Anime, really? No, I'm pretty sure you still get a whole lot of jail time if you get pulled over. Yeah, there you go. That's not even remotely close to...
Legalization does happen.
Yeah, we're fact-checking this. This is totally not
in the meantime, what's new in the world of hentai?
Tell us about anime.
Oh, man. Anime.
That seems weird. It seems weird that he would flat out write in an email that has a falsehood in there. We're on the internet. We can fact check. It just seems too blatant to be untrue.
No, I mean, I'm...
Wait.
I'm looking at Nelson, BC marijuana prices and where to buy.
I think there's something where it's sort of one of those free injection or like those safe injection sites where they'll set up a cafe and you can smoke what you bring.
So it's illegal to carry it there, but it's not illegal to have it there.
That's basically the laws. I don't know. The way the email is worded is like the government is taxing it and making a boatload of money, and so I think this is going to happen everywhere.
I don't think you'll ever see the legalization.
It's something that should happen.
Yeah? Because, what do you think about this?
Well,
let's get a little political here.
The whole point of, like, making drugs illegal, it puts all the power in the gangs, like the Hells Angels, motorcycle clubs, places like that. Like,
I work for the Angels, all right? You better watch what you say.
Sorry. And I mean, no disrespect to the Hells Angels, because they will probably kill me.
Slowly.
I think they listen to our podcast?
Absolutely.
I've talked shit about...
Anon.
Hackers Anon. Before, but yeah, I won't talk shit about Hells Angels.
No, it's just, it gives all the power to the illegal underground smugglers and bad, bad people when it's a essentially harmless plant, and government could make way more off of taxes taxing it than they make taxing smokes.
Legalizing it.
Well, I mean, like, what are the negatives? Are like, okay, well, if it messes you up, but like, the argument I always hear is that it's not as bad for you as drinking.
It's not.
And I drink like a fish. So turn me on to marijuana, Kevin.
The worst part is the 3 to 4 hours of some short-term memory loss.
I see that they're... I see recent posts saying that they're calling for an end to the prohibition of it in Nelson, British Columbia.
But... Well, there's... It's calls to the end of it everywhere.
But I mean, this was at the beginning of May, so maybe
this kid's just high.
Forced the law.
I fully think he's probably just high.
Fuck, I'm gonna write into the Manitank podcast.
I'm just gonna write in and let him know what I think, but man.
They're sponsored by Dad's Cookies, man.
Yeah, I assume pot smokers say man a lot too.
They do, man.
Bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, bro.
Just
like douchebags say bro all the time.
Look more into this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Nelson and do a little research into this area.
Incidentally, though, if this is true, next week's episode of Manitank Podcast will be on location at Nelson, BC.
Did we have another one of these?
No, no more questions. We're already over time.
Don't lie to me.
Already over time.
How about this one?
We had a nice, thoughtful email.
No, this was a bad question.
Yeah.
No, this was a good question. Actually,
this is a terrible question.
I was confused and tweeting about this. Oliver.
Yes. Yes, Isis.
Yes. Who is this signed? Carter writes in. Says, hey guys, big fan of the show. So here's my question. With the addition of Internet Explorer added to the Xbox, I feel it has overtaken the PS3 in another aspect. Do you feel the PS3 will need to add new features to continue to compete?
How can it overtake something by adding the feature that the PS3 already had?
Yeah, no, that's what I said,
that's
too.
That's a stupid question. It may not be Internet Explorer proper, but the PS3's had a fucking internet browser since launch.
Yeah.
Congratulations on adding something 7 years later.
Xbox has never had an internet browser, and that's what...
True.
This is what it's getting, right?
True. Yeah. Welcome.
That's what I said. That's almost exactly what I said. Was great job. The PS3 did this 6 years ago. Now I have another device I can watch porn on.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
And plus, surfing on the PS3 fucking sucks.
And it's gonna suck just as much on the 360.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I'm in. All right. League of Legends on downstairs on the big screen at Kev's place.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. You two are dumb. Eric said, yeah, and it's just going to suck just as much on the Xbox.
You can use the Kinect,
yeah,
man!
Yeah, and the Kinect is a flaming pile of shit.
Xbox!
Yeah, man.
Tara Patrick!
There's the Xbox elitist mentality.
Nikki Benz! Yeah. No, why do you need...
The only reason why I use the browser on my PlayStation is to look for backgrounds and desktop
things. And even that, you can just do it on your computer faster, pop it onto a USB drive, and be on your way.
I suppose you can do that.
Computer? You can do it on your phone.
Well, what I do is I go look, and if I find a cool image on my computer, I'll just fucking look that image up on my PlayStation. That's it. It's stupid. Who fucking watches?
Yeah, you don't use your console.
The browser sucks.
Yeah.
The browser fucking sucks. I have used it to watch porn.
So have I.
That is all.
Yeah.
Not a shame.
Porn on the big screen.
Neither am I.
Man, 61 inches of porn is a lot of porn.
It's even better when it's on the 300-inch projector.
Not bad.
It's a lot of labia.
Especially in some close-ups. It's like, it's just like, man, that could swallow me.
I put my 3D glasses on. It's crazy.
Kids, don't Google labia.
Like it's coming.
There's my disclaimer.
It's like it's coming they right need out
of me. They don't teach
this is
sex
health
ed.
Class.
Oh, you guys missed my sweet pun.
I heard it.
Thank you.
What was it?
They don't teach sex ed? How come?
It's not really taught in the schools down here anymore. It's more or less left.
Where do they
to
learn
the
it from?
And on that note,
can you relax, please? You still gotta wait for me to drive home.
I don't have to wait for you to do anything.
You're gonna leave me? You leave me in the dust?
Justin's already level 31.
Fuck. We'll catch up though.
No, we won't.
We caught up to him. We almost caught up to him at 29.
Almost caught up.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
No more emails.
That's gonna do it for emails this week. That's gonna do it for time. Love Diablo.
Did we drop the email address?
Yeah, we did. Podcast MattTank.com.
Fuck it. They don't write in good questions.
Don't force it, guys. Come on. Thanks to everybody who wrote in.
Follow me, Dinner Dangles.
There were some good questions. It's just we've either answered them or they're not particularly thought provoking. Follow me at the Matties.
You can follow me at Honest Pizza.
Swagger Aguilar.
We will see you next week. Later this week.
I'm not going to be on the show next week.
Fuck you.
And then the week after that, we're going to be coming to you live from May LA. Long.
May long, I'm going on a bike trip.
May 2, 3.
May long.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on the show next week either. I'm going to be beating Diablo on hell difficulty then.
Maybe we'll end up postponing it. We'll see what happens with the show next week because it is May long weekend.
I like when you guys do shows.
No!
And I can just listen.
There's
to
four them. People on the show for a reason, Oliver. And that reason's not so you can take every week off.
Hey, fuck, end of the show. I want to go play Diablo.
See you guys next week.
I won't. Goodbye. They're probably going to fire me.
We're going to replace you in the interim.